much about.
Go jump in a Great Lake 200.
On November 10th, 1975, the Edmund Fitzgerald sank in this largest lake in the Western Hemisphere. Kevin,
what is Superior?
Yep.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
One, two, three.
Bad boy!
Four, five, six.
V.I.G. Ah!
Why? They have other songs they can play, even if you want to be depressing. You could play Gordon Lightfoot, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. About a boat that went down. Any song can perk up the party, but when you need a good depressing number to clear the people out, own that record. When they start, put it on, everybody leaves. Just go. And a wave hit the boat, and they all died like rats. And they lay there, and their lungs filled with water. You know what, Rich? We're gonna take off, man. Are you sure? Yeah, we're gonna. And back on the shore, their wives had no insurance, and their children turned to drugs and prostitution. Sure, you gotta go. Yeah, by the time we slash our wrists and burn the house down, the traffic's bad, you know.
And now,
Gordon Lightfoot sang a song about a boat that sank in the lake at the break of the morning.
Our feature presentation.
Damn him for doing that.
About the song?
Damn who for doing what?
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Damn him for singing that song with that song in it.
Yeah, can anyone translate, Kevin, please?
Well, we're talking about the song about the song.
You mean the song that you just played five right. seconds ago about the Fitzgerald and the
Gordon Lightfoot song?
Yes.
No, you just played another song.
Right. About the Gordon Lightfoot song.
Oh, the Weezer song.
Yes, which happened okay. 10 seconds before I said it.
Well, come up with some nouns so people have some context of where you're coming from.
I don't know. I just thought the last 30 seconds of what you played would
Well, we spent a minute and a half listening to them talk about the Gordon Lightfoot song. That's why I was confused. Yes, Weezer paying tribute to the great Gordon Lightfoot. And I had a chance to ask Rivers Cuomo, if you'll recall, last time, one of the times that we got together with Weezer, hey, what you wrote about that Gordon Lightfoot song? What do you think? He's like, I love it. Remember?
No. He said it's a song that was there when he was younger.
Uh-huh.
And it had an influence, but not that he loved it. Right?
I seem to remember that it was one of his all-time favorites.
Sure you do.
Well, it is the tribute to the great Edmund Fitzgerald sinking today. This date 34 years ago in Lake Superior, the boat went down. All 29 hands lost, and we do pay tribute each year here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And today, of course,
and by
no exception. Lots of great new stuff to play for you.
Nope.
How could there be new stuff? That is ridiculous. This happened how long ago?
34 years.
All right. Enough with the new stuff.
There's always new theories. There's always new conversation.
Well,
there's always new people coming through with their perspective. I was listening to interviews yesterday with some of the guys who welded the ship together, had their theories as to what happened.
Well, that is fascinating.
I'm telling you,
there's
new stuff
I'm
all
wrong.
The time. It's very exciting. Oh, that's all. My favorite day of the whole year. We're going to take your telephone calls at 1-800-520-1067. If you'd like to share your memories of the Edmund Fitzgerald, or you have your own theories, or I guess, I don't know why you would, but you can call about any other topic if you want to. By the way, 21-year-old Michigan poker professional won the World Series of Poker this year. Last year, the guy was 22. This year, 21.
Oh,
no, really? I didn't see that. That was yesterday, or when was it? Last couple days?
It said early Tuesday, so I guess in the wee hours of this morning, it looks like.
How much is that?
$8.55
million. Only $8.5
million.
Wow.
Yeah.
What do you bet that's
gone
in a year?
I don't know.
He's 21.
Yeah, true.
But he can play poker like that, so he can win a lot of money.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yeah, that's true.
He won with a pair of nines, is what he ended up having.
Yeah, it almost doesn't matter what they have. Almost, when they get to that level, they bluff, they do all kinds of stuff, and the other person has no idea what they have, and seem to play any two cards when it gets down to two or three people. That's way above my pay grade.
He and the number two guy, who also wins a lot of money, by the way, they played 14 and a half hours through 276 hands starting this week. And this was the finale of the tournament that started back in July with what? What did they start with, like 7,000 people or something like that?
Yep, 7,000 people. It's ridiculous how many people are at the beginning.
Oh, my gosh.
And one other note before we get to your phone calls, 1-800-520-1067. The guy who came in second is a rarity because he doesn't own a computer, doesn't have an email address. A lot of these guys, they stay fresh by playing online poker. Like the champion, he plays, you know, a dozen games at a time of online poker just to stay sharp.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This other guy has never played a single hand of online poker. As I said, doesn't even own a computer or an email address.
Wow.
Just sharp. What does he do for a living?
I don't know. I don't know about the runner-up. Mm. I don't know what he does. But the guy who won, the 21-year-old, apparently took some heat from his family when he told them he wasn't going to college and instead was going to concentrate on being a professional poker player.
And then he called him back yesterday or Tuesday and said, what?
How you like me now?
$8.5 million.
And you don't get anything.
How about that? You thought I should go to college? You don't get a penny.
Yeah. Pretty pretty cool at 21, though. That's not a bad weekend.
Yeah, and it's, I'll tell you, there are the superstar poker players that do the best. You know, they go around the world and they win tournaments all the time. Mm-hmm. It's almost impossible for any of them to even win this. I know there was one guy at the final table that everybody's heard of, but other than that, it's crazy.
It's almost always someone new.
It seems
year.
Like it.
It
yeah.
does, actually. Is it just because so many people enter?
And... Yeah, and so many people, if you're really good, people want to take you down.
Right.
So they'll call you with anything, and a lot of times you get messed
oh, right.
up that way.
Gotcha. But, they're not playing the way people normally
right.
do.
But it's you know, it's wow. a tough thing. You got to be lucky a lot of times to make it all the way there. But $8.5 million.
Wow. Nice.
That, you know, that, wow. That'd be pretty cool.
It would.
To win that amount of money. All right, let's get started with your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067 is the number for Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
So, what it do,
what it do, nephew.
Speaking of the Weezer, how about a pair of tickets to see the band January 11th at the UCI Brent Event Center? Plus, we throw in the Weezer Snuggie, which is a very hot item, by the way, if you're David King of Mexico. And a copy of their brand new CD called Ratitude. Tickets go on sale this Saturday at 10 for the concert, or you can get them right now for being on the air.
All right, let's start with Paul. Hey, Paul.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
What
did you do? For the last, you know, 3-4 months, I've been watching the World Series of Poker, and you guys, that hasn't even aired tonight, and now I already know who won.
What? No way.
It has not aired. It aired tonight.
Are
on
you?
ESPN.
Oh, dude.
Sorry, we didn't
no
know.
So sorry. I didn't have any idea when it aired, so I figured when Bean brought it up that it aired this past Tuesday or whenever it happened.
I'm writing strongly worded letters to you guys. I'm writing strongly worded letters to ABC because ABC News did the same thing. I'm receiving my TV.
Are you That's positive? Are you positive that you're not late?
That unbelievable.
Are you positive?
I've been watching.
That it has
I've been watching religiously every Tuesday. I DVR it. I come home and I watch it.
Hey, the 21-year-old won.
Well, yeah, and the guy that took second place, he had like $45 million in chips, and that guy only
wow
had a little. I don't know how this guy won.
Wow.
Well, I guess you're gonna find out.
Yeah, I mean, at least you can see how. Sorry, dude.
Hey, I didn't know it was a secret either. I saw it on the news myself.
Yeah, I was watching Channel 7 News, and I couldn't believe it. I've already called them and talked to their switch, and I've left messages there, too. They're not
I think that's
either
a losing battle, Paul.
I don't think anyone in the news industry cares, but it's, you know, it's kind of not cool.
It isn't, but it's news, and they're going to tell it.
Wouldn't kill you to hold off till it airs.
They won't, though.
Well, or do what they normally do, which is a spoiler alert.
Right.
Yeah, sure.
That would be good.
Hey, if you're watching, you know, it doesn't come on till whenever.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. They're bad.
They're bad. All right, let's go to Pat. Hi, Pat.
Hi. I'm going on my first girl date tonight.
Nice.
All right, good.
A couple of months ago at it, I've always thought she was cute, and I usually go out with boys. I'm kind of nervous, but a couple months ago we were at a gathering, a group of us, a little drinking. And she was kiss me, but that's all I've been thinking about ever since.
All right.
I'm finally going out with her tonight. And I'm
would
very
you, okay. Would you say that you kissed a girl and you liked it?
Yes.
Oh, man. Yes, I did. All right. Where are you going? What are you doing?
She's choosing, I think it's like dinner. It's kind of like a date that I had with a boy. We're going to dinner and maybe a movie or maybe
I think the dates are similar.
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
I know that sounds silly, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, how do you think it would be different?
I don't know. I'm just, I think
less penis. Just
so.
Well,
yes,
there is that. All right, well, good luck, Pat.
Thank you.
Make it work.
I will.
Bring it home. Call us back. Let us know how it goes. All right, let's go to Sean. Hey, Sean.
What did you do, nephew? What did you do, baby boo?
What did you do?
What's going on?
We went camping over the weekend down at the beach, and was teaching my son how to ride his bike, and Oldie Oldster comes up behind us, tells us to get out of the way. Don't we know where we're going? There's no one on the road. So he is yelling at us, and he goes by, and I follow him, and I get up real close behind him and start yelling at him, and went right over the handlebars all on his own. Hit the front brake and went right over the handlebars.
So you almost killed an old man.
Almost.
Well, you almost did the right thing then.
Nice. I felt bad. I went to go pick him up, and he got up yelling and screaming at me, and so I just got back on my bike and rode away.
Oh, that's the best. I'm with you on that one. That dude needs to go down.
And it's good to teach your kids, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, to yell at old people till they fall.
That's right.
And that doesn't just have to be on a bike. I mean, if you see an old person like with a walker or in a wheelchair or something like that, you can scream at them until they tumble, too.
That's correct. I don't want to go to that one. Let's see.
I agree.
I don't want to go to that one. Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to cut our losses and say we're done here.
Good idea.
Yeah. Although, first date cut short because of the fear. Funny.
Yeah.
It's funny.
The fear.
But I don't think we need that in any kind of detail. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
Adam Sessler will be on the program from X-Play on G4. He's going to be talking about Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
Which came out this past midnight today.
Okay.
So I'm sure that we have listeners who have been up since then playing it.
And are calling in sick today to continue.
Always do. Sure. Always have that group that gets it at midnight and then plays it for like 4 days straight, calls in with the swine flu.
Right.
Lame ways that you tried to impress a girl. We have some fantastic stories, including one from Kevin Smith.
I was not here for that story, but I've heard a little bit of it. It sounds amazing.
It really is one of the most embarrassing stories I've ever heard, and he tells it about himself, and it's really funny.
That's awesome.
Pitbull of comedy, Bobby Slayton on the program today.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to take that back on the program today? Let's see. We have Internet Roundup on the program today, and we have some tickets for you to go to Weezer. Also, another way that you can earn them with a little game we like to call Title Fight with a little person we like to call Miss Cleo.
She's the best.
So that's also coming.
She's not getting any better.
No, she's not, and that's what makes it entertaining. So that's coming up. We'll take a quick break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next. Photo 6.7, K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 10 minutes till 6 o'clock.
Good morning.
We got your Muse, also Nirvana, Pearl Jam, and Blink 182 coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. That's the voice of Ralph Garman joining us on it's Tuesday already. What's going on, Ralph?
That song will make you just jump out of bed, won't it?
Good times.
Get up there, brush my teeth, jump in the shower. I'm ready for the day. You can have it all.
Not all songs accomplish
that. Just leave the razor by the bed, on the nightstand, by the bed. Just wake up and kill yourself. That's what that song says. Good times.
That may be the song that killed Johnny Cash. I think he was in pretty good health until he took that one on.
Dude, makes you want to just give up the ghost. Let's talk about showbiz news, shall we? Congratulations to Tiffany Thiessen.
Ooh.
She's expecting her first baby with her longtime husband, Brady Smith, sometime next year. They say the new edition is something they've wanted for a long time, and Gilligan. And they're over the moon with excitement. Really? They're not over the moon.
I don't know what that means, but
NASA would have seen something, right, if they were over the moon?
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know if you're watching her new show, White Collar, over there on the USA Network.
I've seen some billboards.
Is it good? Program, yeah. She doesn't have much of a role, and she plays the lead dude's wife, but she's quite good in it. She's a pretty good actress. So, congratulations. Right. She's got a lot going on. As does actress Marla Sokoloff. Remember her from The Practice?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She's the adorable.
Receptionist?
Yeah, receptionist, yeah. Exactly. She's also in Dude, Where's My Car? Apparently, she got married over the weekend. Her husband is Alec Pirro, who is the drummer for Deadzy, the band Deadzy. They got married Sunday at a restaurant in Beverly Hills with about 100 guests, so congratulations to those two. Speaking of marriage, Demi Moore says that she's not that pleased about being the poster girl for cougars. She says she is certainly not the first gal to ever have a May-December relationship with a younger man. And she says she doesn't view her husband, Ashton Kutcher, as a younger man naturally because they have a deep and old connection. And she says their relationship makes her a better person. Well, we'd settle for it making you a better actress. Demi, I know that much. And maybe that'll rub off on Ashton, too, by the way.
At least she doesn't do much of it anymore.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
I will say that I'm surprised that that marriage has lasted as long as it has. At the time, remember, it seemed like just a crazy fluke. But they've been together for a long, long time and apparently are pretty solid.
Went to the UFC and they walked by, Psycho Mike and I, and I got to tell you, she looks like she's 20.
You spent $250,000 in plastic surgery, you would look like you're 22, Kevin.
She got what she paid for.
Absolutely. Lindsay Lohan in the news. Things don't seem to be improving for our favorite redhead. Is she redhead these days?
Who knows?
Hard to say.
Sometimes she's blonde, sometimes she's redhead. Sometimes she's a fire crotch. That's what I've heard. She was seen leaving a nightclub Friday night here in Los Angeles in tears. How many times has she left a nightclub in tears?
All.
But apparently she was all better by Saturday because they saw her shopping in West Hollywood, spending a lot of money. So apparently she did some retail therapy and started to feel better about herself.
Okay.
By the next day. So
that could get expensive if you're not working.
And also, speaking of part-time lesbians, Playboy Playmate Stephanie Adams in the news. She came public with her lesbianism back in 2004, talking about being a sex symbol and how she always felt like she was a liar because there she was, Miss November 1992 in Playboy magazine, but she was really a lesbian and she had to hide how much of a lesbian she was, and she's a big lesbian and she's a lesbian sex symbol. She doesn't want to be ogled by men anymore because she's a lesbian and she's a lesbian.
Did she mention anything about her sexual preferences?
No, she didn't bring it up.
Hmm.
Apparently she has found a man and is now getting married to a very loving, supportable, and successful man, she says. So I guess the past 5 years of her yelling at us about being a lesbian was all just smoke and mirrors.
That's awesome.
She found a dude and she's happy.
Most guys who buy the Playboy don't really care if their playmates are lesbians, by the way. That's not necessarily a turn off.
In fact, we encourage it.
Yeah, so feel free to bring that up next time you pose, ladies.
Marriage troubles for Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin? According to Star Magazine, Chris was seen blatantly kissing and carrying on with actress Kate Bosworth.
Nice.
Didn't seem to care who saw, according to the story.
Step up.
Step up from Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah,
I suppose. Kate Bosworth, though, is way emaciated.
Yeah, she is.
She needs a burger in the worst way. She's got a giant bobblehead.
I think in the last couple weeks, she's thrown on a couple pounds, but she's still...
Has she? You've been following the Kate Bosworth Weight Watch website?
In the last couple of weeks.
We've been keeping a close eye on her. Apparently, she has gained 8.2 pounds.
Yeah, well, because when this story broke, they put a bunch of pictures of her leaving the event where she was allegedly making out with Chris Martin, and she looked good, but she's still a little thin.
All right, there you go.
Good update.
Here's the Kate Bosworth weight update. I can't imagine Chris Martin, by the way, if he's having an affair with anyone, would do it so publicly. I just can't.
Yeah,
this story just does not ring true for me.
He probably would know a little better publicly.
He won't hold hands with his wife in public.
Yeah.
For the photographers to get a shot, he would be out in public at a concert in a crowd full of people making out with someone who's not his wife.
Good point.
Doesn't make any sense to me. But that's Star Magazine, so take that for what it's worth. And what do you do when you're not a good enough actress to be on Melrose Place? Well, you go right to Broadway.
Did they have her audition?
Perez Hilton says Ashley Simpson Wentz will be taking over the role of Roxy in Broadway's version of the musical Chicago.
Is that a taxing role, do you know, or is it a small role?
It kind of does take a voice.
You need to act and sing and dance.
Yeah.
Wow.
None of which she can do, as far as I know.
Wow. Is this failing up?
I suppose.
It's bizarre.
I can't imagine why they would hire her, but apparently they have.
And it does seem like Broadway tickets are so expensive that people aren't going to pay that for a goof.
Yeah.
This isn't the type of thing that you go, oh, it's going to be so funny how bad she's going to be. Let's go.
That is sort of the stunt casting role for that show, though. They seem to put a lot of celebrities in there trying to sell tickets.
Mm-hmm. But then her. Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. The Osborne kid, Kelly.
Sure.
She did. Yeah. She played this role.
That's right.
In the West End, I believe.
I never heard how she did.
I didn't either, but...
She did great if Sharon's listening.
And I'd like to announce I'm done. I'm out. Good luck, everybody.
What?
Have a good time. I'm leaving anything related to the entertainment business.
Oh,
is that right?
What happened?
Because this following story has shown me that it's all over. Uh-oh. We're done.
This is the end?
We're circling the drain. Everyone just pack up. Turn off the lights when you leave.
It's all the Marmaduke movie didn't do it? This will, though?
This pales. This pales.
Oh, my God.
Marmaduke makes this pale.
All right.
This story.
Okay. What are they doing?
CBS has announced they are producing their first comedy based on a Twitter account.
Yes.
They have just bought the rights to a Twitter account called S My Dad Says, and they're going to turn that into a television show.
Yay!
Yeah.
It's going to be a five-second television really? Show?
There's a dude who writes all these funny things that his dad says on his Twitter account, and they just bought the rights to that, and now they're going to make a comedy out of it. A TV show on the television for your to watch.
Huh.
We'll be on television.
So we'll act out as well. Whatever the dad
I guess
did,
so.
Said. Wow.
Well, I don't know what they're going to do, but they sure are doing that.
Wow.
Oh, wait a minute. You hear that? Yes. Listen to those television writers killing themselves out there as we speak, as we talk about this story. Because dude wrote 140 characters worth of something, and CBS said, fine, we'll give you lots and lots of money, and then we're going to make a TV show based on your 140 characters.
Wow.
Dude. Madness. Simply madness. And although the regular writers aren't doing really a great job either, because apparently ABC has announced they're bagging the show Eastwick, which was the TV version of the movie Witches of Eastwick.
Yeah.
Apparently they are not reordering any more episodes for that. And so, sorry, Eastwick fans. Fan.
I smelled that. I watched two episodes and bailed.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Today's celebrity birthday is Brittany Murphy. Very talented actress. Girl Interrupted, 8 Mile, does the voice of Luann over there on King of the Hill. She is 32 years old today. Jim Atkins of Jimmy Eat World, the singer and guitarist, is 34. Tracy Morgan from 30 Rock celebrates his 41st birthday. Mackenzie Phillips, who loves her dad. She was on a TV series called One Day at a Time in the 70s, is 50 years old. Actor, comedian, Sinbad is 53
wow.
years old today. Speaking of horrible comedians, did anyone bother to watch the George Lopez show last night?
No.
No.
I was wondering if anybody caught any bit of that. The commercials made me so angry, I couldn't force myself to
tune
in.
The billboard made me not want to watch.
Oh, man. Seriously. Don't you hate him?
I do.
Don't you hate George Lopez?
I did not see that, Ralph, but I did check out a few minutes of Wanda Sykes, the other comedian with the late night show debuting this week, and it was horrible.
Oh, I hate her.
I like her, and it was horrible.
Hate him, hate her. Hate them together.
I couldn't even get to the first guest. That's how bad the show was.
Wow.
And lastly, Russell Johnson. Does that name ring a bell at all?
Yes.
Russell Johnson?
No.
He was the professor on Gilligan's Island.
He
was the
yes.
dude who could make a radio out of a coconut.
He was the good-looking one.
But couldn't build a boat to get
couldn't
off the
build
island.
A boat. Could not sure. manage that. Could build a robot, I think, that swam around the island, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
But they couldn't somehow get off that island.
And the other weird thing is that they had 1,000 visitors to the island
mm-hmm.
who
yeah,
were all able
true.
To arrive and then leave, yeah. yet somehow the castaways could never
Film
go
crews
with.
Would stop by and shoot there on the island, and the Harlem Globetrotters would come by and play a couple games, and all kinds of visitors. No one, they never thought to hitch a ride back to the mainland.
Yeah.
Professor is 85 years old today.
Wow.
I watched the Showbiz Beat.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. I watched a lot of that Monday night game last night. That how old is that Ben Roethlisberger now? Isn't he like 24, 25, something like that?
Oh, I thought he was older than that.
Is he?
Man, I don't
Do you know,
know
Mike?
No,
sure.
he's super young because didn't he win the Super Bowl as a rookie? And that was not that long ago. So
it's just right. it's crazy to see how good he is. And he already has won 2 Super Bowls, which, you know, let's face it. A lot of the great quarterbacks in the game have never, you know, have never won one or have just won one. He's already won 2 and the team just looked amazing. But we're halfway through the NFL season. We've got an update from our friend Eli Manning, who's not having a good month. We'll talk to him in about 50 minutes on the Kevin and Bean Show. But first, we've got an update on the Fireflies, don't we?
Well, they're... Listen, here's the terminology that we use is polarizing, which means if you play a song and some people love, 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 love it, and then you play the same song and some people hate, 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 hate it.
Right.
It's one or the other. Nobody's like in the middle. That's all right. No. Love it, hate it. And the people who love it, call for it. People mm-hmm. who hate it, call and yell at us.
Yeah.
We can't win.
So that happens. So we had Psycho Mike take his band and take this Firefly song and go in and do a rock version of it. Actually, if it was a rock version. We did, however, saddle him with the same lyrics. And that may be the problem.
And same notes and stuff, which
yeah.
is even more difficult, I think, because it'd be one thing to try to make a rock version of a song that's like at least got some type of edge to it. But when you take the notes and like the chord progressions were so... like flimsy and happy. It sounds like songs you'd hear like walking through Disneyland.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, the consensus from the listeners, we've gotten emails, Afro calls, a lot of messages left on the Kevin and Bean Facebook page, is that you're trying to polish a turd. And you can do, you know, everything you can with it, but ultimately at the end of the day, it's still a turd. And I think that's what we're left with.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get a lot of from like musician friends of mine, they'll say, it was admirable. was admirable that you tried to do that, but there's not much you could do with that, you know.
Jimmy wrote on Facebook, the only band that could possibly make that song better would be Melfon.
Yeah, that's true.
Dave, of course, Psycho Mike would like that song. He likes boys. Matt, I didn't think the song could sound more gay than it did. I was just proven wrong. Ray says, could have used a little more cowbell.
Well, there you go. Maybe Kevin should have been in on the session.
Well, his price point is a little too high as a studio musician.
Listen, so. It takes a lot to get me. You pretty much got to throw the bacon at me. Alex says, that made me throw up in my mouth.
Aww. That's rough.
Let's see.
I thought it was a slight improvement.
Nico says, 10,000 times better, but still not good, per se. But then polishing a turd doesn't wash away the stink. And then Brent says, put lipstick on a pig, it's still a pig. So you get the idea.
Right.
We got a couple of Afro calls, and then, Mike, you wanted to read an email. Here's one of the Afro calls.
I just want to say, Psycho Mike, your Firefly song still sucks. You guys should stop playing it.
Yeah. Well, what's he supposed to do? And then there's...
Firefly's rock version kicks ass!
All right. See, there's one.
I got maybe the best email about this this song from Stephen Scott. Thank you, Stephen. Hi, guys. As a homosexual male, I would like to please request that you stop equating Owl City and his crap-ass song to being gay. We gays have enough trouble being socially accepted as it is without you adding that travesty to our list of foibles.
That's a good point.
I agree, yeah. Stephen.
What do we call it, though? I mean, what's the...
I think flimsy's pretty
flimsy's
good.
Flimsy's a good word,
just I mean, as I was we were doing this, I went in at the end and to try to put on the lyrics, and you're singing it, you're giving it your all, and halfway through, I had to stop two or three times and go, are you kidding me with this?
Yeah.
It's just so light. So, lighten the loafers.
This is Murder on the 405 is the name of Mike's band, and they gave it a shot. I mean, they really tried to rework Firefly so that it's a little bit more of a rock song, but you be the judge.
Planet Earth turns slowly. It's hard to say that I'd rather stay awake when I'm asleep, because my dreams are bursting at the seams.
Yeah!
Woo!
Rock and roll!
I agree with the Facebook fans. It doesn't make you full-on gay, but you are now finding yourself checking out boys.
Yeah, yeah, that's true, unfortunately. K Rock is KROQ, and it is 23 minutes after 6 o'clock.
Is it still rape if you're surprised?
Okay, that's fine. It's the Kevin Amin Show talking a minute ago about we're halfway through the NFL season. Since they've got a bye week, he's off this weekend. He has generously agreed to give us a little bit of time today to get an update on how he's doing. Eli?
Hi.
Where are you?
Eli.
Hi, Eli.
I'm on the other end of the phone.
Right, but what are all those cats that I hear? You don't have cats.
I don't.
Not that I knew
then
of.
What
not
are these kittens doing here?
That's
if I don't have them.
Well, why do you have so many cats? What's going on, Eli?
Our cat, Mr. Fluffenstein, had kittens.
Right.
And I'm playing with them.
Because
I'm sad and they make me happier.
Oh, I see, because you're sad.
You're sad because you've lost four
in a row. We keep losing!
Four in a row, yeah.
We keep losing!
You are under 500 at the halfway point of the season. Six and seven or whatever it is.
Come here, kitten.
Oh, no, hey!
Eli!
Whoops.
Eli!
Look, his head popped right off.
Come on, don't do that.
It was an accident.
You can't kill a cat by accident.
I'm retard strong.
Not in the games.
No! Come here.
No.
Just leave the cats alone, Eli.
Oh.
That
won't get fixed soon.
Oh, I'm sad. Man. That's awful. What's going wrong? Why have you lost four games in a row, Eli?
Because I don't know.
Yeah.
The Chargers won with 50 seconds left.
Yeah, they beat you by a point.
Come on!
Yeah.
How can you fix that? How do you stop that from happening?
You don't let them score that many points, or you score more.
I'm on offense.
Okay, well, you score more.
I did everything I could.
It must really hurt to lose to a team like Philadelphia, too, right? Because they're awful.
Here's a fluffy kitten.
Nope.
Hi,
leave it alone.
Hi, kitty cat.
Don't leave it alone.
Oh,
Eli.
Now he's in two parts.
Eli.
Oh, come on.
I have twice as many kittens now.
But that's not good. That's not...
Why are they so sleepy?
Oh. You shouldn't have a pet, Eli.
Wake up. Wake up, kitty cat.
Oh.
He's sleeping.
Yeah.
In a puddle of blood.
Oh, wow.
So what is Coach telling you, Eli? What's going to be the plan after your week off?
I'm killing kittens, and you're asking about a coach.
That's a good point.
Who's the sick one?
Well, that's... You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Would you like to take that back? Coming up on today's program, we got a chance for you to win Weezer tickets. Adam Sessler is on talking about the new Call of Duty. And, of course, today we continue to celebrate the 34th anniversary of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
The Edmund Fitzgerald is kind of like the Titanic of the Great Lakes. And a lot of people ask, why is this ship so popular around November when the storms are heavy?
We got coverage. We got tons of coverage.
Care.
We got a lot of tape. We got to get through it.
Could not care less. Don't care.
Later? Maybe not now, but later?
Nope.
Got something else to do now, but later we'll have
way
time?
Way too much stuff today.
I'm just saying. I got
interviews
with all sorts of people.
What do you think? Tomorrow? No, Thursday, Friday? Saturday morning. We'll have time for that if you don't mind. Let's talk about the Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
A lot of good links up here. You go to kevinandbean.com, click on Internet Roundup, and you will see maybe hundreds of links
from
some of our favorite stuff. One of them you have to see is The Drunkest Guy Ever. That's funny as hell.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Literally, you'll watch it and you go, has to be fake.
Right.
And then you'll think, oh, man, no, that's real. And then you go, can't be real, has to be fake. No, that's real.
I think
and
it's
real. And it goes
real.
On forever.
You do get the feeling, and I've seen the video a couple of times now, that if he had had one more drop to drink, he would not be able to stand.
He would be dead.
He's right at the limit of the most you can drink and still stand upright.
This is the dude that goes into a store and gets another 6 or 12 pack. And when you watch it, notice how he holds on to that beer, man. He does not let go even though he's falling and he hits the ground. He's still got the beer.
And I want to know how he got into the convenience store to begin with. Clearly, he didn't drive. He's not in any kind of condition to ride a bicycle or a motorcycle or anything like that. And if he walked at the speed that he's walking, I don't know where he lives, but it had to have taken him like 20 hours to get to the store.
Oh, that's awesome. Drunkest guy ever. Click on that. Or forklift crash destroys vodka. Click on that.
Oh, dude.
No. That's one of these, oh, what did I just do? A forklift driver accidentally bumps into a thing of pallet of vodka.
Oh, man.
And it looks like the entire warehouse collapses.
I think it was in Russia, and it was $150,000 worth of vodka gone in like 1 second. Whoa. And you know they took that guy out back and gave him a cigarette and a blindfold. You know that was the end of that dude's career at that warehouse, right?
Drunk Ewok humps Al Roker. Funny. You have to watch that.
All right.
Because they had little people.
Nah.
That were dressed up as Star Wars for Halloween, one of them was really drunk and started humping Al Roker's leg. But we have some clips to play for you. One is the Saturday Night Live show this past weekend was Taylor Swift. She was a host.
Yes.
And as you know, New Moon is coming out.
Right.
And they did a parody of this called Fire Light. And it's not exactly the same, but it's very, very close.
I know what you are. Your skin is green. You have bolts in your neck. You freak out or on fire.
Say it out loud.
Frankenstein.
Yeah, and all I could think when I was watching that clip was, man, she's hot.
She sure is. Yeah.
She's so hot.
Hey, when they run out of books to make into Twilight movies, they could start doing Frankenstein's Monsters Move to Forks, Washington. Who knows what they're going to come up with next to keep this franchise going.
I don't know if you've seen the Snuggie commercials. I'm sure you have. Because sometimes you get trapped under those blankets. And that can be...
You could die.
You could die.
Yeah.
Weezer has taken over the Snuggie thing. And now the Weezer commercial is out.
Call now and you'll get the ultra soft Weezer Snuggie for only $29.99. Available in royal blue, sage green, and burgundy. As an added bonus, you'll also receive Ratitude, the brand new CD from Weezer featuring their new hit single, I Want You To.
Those are the ones we're giving away as well here.
Interesting choice.
Yeah.
Huh.
I have heard Rivers interviewed about the Snuggie, and he says it's so much better than a blanket on stage because you can still play guitar. You don't have to worry about it falling off your shoulders. I think they're sold on the Weezer Snuggies now.
But
why do they need a blanket on stage?
What kind of cold places are they playing? Usually bands are super hot and the lights are too hot. Take off the clothes.
They played it. They wore him on Letterman. His studio is famously 45 degrees, so maybe that's where they needed it. I don't know.
You guys recognize the name Manny Pacquiao?
Of course.
Sure.
Maybe the best fighter alive today as far as boxing.
Right.
He likes karaoke. And if you watch the 24/7, which is a show, it's kind of a behind-the-scenes documentary, he sings karaoke all the time. So Jimmy Kimmel had Manny Pacquiao on and had him sing some karaoke.
I wanna hold you till I die. Tell me both.
Listen to the people cheer. Come on. Is it?
Can do no wrong.
It's a good thing he can fight. Because when you sing that song in karaoke, come that's on right. Now. You know this song, Poker Face?
Oh, I'll get him high, show him what I've got.
What TV show was this on when Christopher Walken did that? Was it a British show, did you say?
I'm not sure. I only saw the internet clip. I don't know. But, yeah, he apparently is a big fan of the Lady Gaga.
I'll get him hot. Show him what I've got. I'll get him hot. Show him what I've got. Poker face.
That is from Jonathan Ross's BBC One show. Christopher Walken doing Lady Gaga.
I don't know if you've seen this. You probably have, but in case you haven't, the best woman soccer player ever is a video that would put most UFC fights to shame. These girls are elbowing and punching, and at one point, one of them grabs the other by the ponytail and throws her to the ground.
Wow.
It's one of the most violent things I've ever seen.
Here, Payne and Lambert fighting for positional elbow and then a punch in the back. Right about here where Lambert grabs Shumway and down Julie Foudy. Where's the line on this kind of rough play, please? Trips the BYU player. Ball gets kicked into her face. That one's going to get her a yellow card. And she challenged the ref on that. More rough stuff as they get over there, and you see some swings taken both ways.
The other guy's like, what's happening?
That Julie Foudy, by the way, I mean, she's not some amateur who's trying to make her mark. I mean, she's on the women's Olympic team. I mean, she's a pro, and I guess she did get suspended. Finally, they came out yesterday. We were wondering if there's going to be any kind of repercussion of what she did with the ponytail, but they finally suspended her yesterday as a result of it.
That was awesome. Wow. That's the kind of player you want. You got to grab him by the hair and throw him down. Come on now.
Scare him.
And Psychobike, you were forced into going to a Clipper game last night, and apparently it ended poorly. I don't know if...
Well, the team that the Lakers two nights ago destroyed by like 30, destroyed the Clippers by about 20 last night. And it's really a strange situation going to the Staples Center to see the Clippers as opposed to the Lakers. It hurts you. It hurts you.
You can sit wherever you want, though, so you got that, right?
But it's like going to NAMM. I mean, you just don't return the same.
Did you stay to the end of the game? Because apparently there was a tragedy at the end of the game.
What?
You left early?
I mean, a little early.
Oh, no.
Early reports indicate that everyone in attendance was saved from watching a full 48 minutes of excruciating Clippers basketball thanks to the metal and concrete roof that crushed them to death. Now, did any Clippers players make it out alive?
No. According to eyewitnesses, one Clipper was capable enough to find the emergency exits. I just want to be clear. All the Clippers are dead.
That is a relief. I understand Blake Griffin did not die in the collapse.
Yeah, that's right, Corey. He hanged himself in the Clippers locker room before the game.
Just one of many miracles.
Wow.
So you can see that video and everything you've heard, plus lots more. KevinandBean.com. Check out the internet route. Ralph Garman's got the showbiz beat for Tuesday. Hey, Ralph.
I don't know if you guys heard about this new movie that Nicole Kidman is making called The Danish Girl.
Mm-mm.
It's a story of one of the first people ever to undergo a sex change operation.
Ew.
An artist named Einar Wegner turned into a chick. So Nicole Kidman will play the dude into chickdom. And her wife, was supposed to be played by Charlize Theron.
Ooh, yes.
In the film, which would have been outstanding.
Yes.
Apparently, she has dropped out, and producers say now Gwyneth Paltrow will play her wife instead. Talk about a loss of quality. It's like last night, the Steelers saying, instead of Ben Roethlisberger, we'll be starting Professor Stephen Hawking at quarterback.
Charlize is very beautiful. Gwyneth is a very good actress also, though. I'm sure she'll be fine in the role.
Yes, those are different categories, though. Beautiful and acting.
Yeah.
Different categories.
Yeah. And you have to watch her act. That's the problem, though, Gwyneth Paltrow. I mean, she's not like a radio actress or something, which would be fine.
She was fighting Iron Man.
What's wrong?
She's fine.
They used all those CGI effects to make her hot.
I thought she was pretty hot.
They built the suit of armor for Downey, and then they built like a hot suit for her to wear in the movie. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's in the DVD extras.
Oh, I didn't see that.
You got to check that out.
I'm surprised a story like this is a big enough budget movie that they can afford Nicole Kidman and Gwyneth Paltrow. I mean, those are pretty expensive actresses to get for a movie that sounds like it would be, you know, a niche film.
But they're also known for working for much less for their artsy-fartsy films.
Yeah, so. Maybe that's it.
Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake apparently are back together again with an asterisk. Here's how cool Justin Timberlake is. And the more I learn about this guy, the more I like him.
Yeah.
They were dating, seriously. He's like, I don't want a serious relationship. I want to see other people. They split up. She was heartbroken, but she couldn't quit him because she loved him so much. So she comes back and says, we have to work something out. So now apparently he's got a friends with benefits relationship with Jessica Biel.
All right.
Yeah. Where he gets to spend time with her.
Really?
But also has none of the pressures of a relationship and is able to date other women. That's the deal they struck. That's
with
the deal
Jessica
he got with
Biel.
Jessica Biel.
He should be the king.
I'm going to go over and bang Rihanna for a while, but when I come back into town, let's get together and let's have sex.
Oh, God, okay. She's hot.
Oh, okay.
Playboy hot.
I'm Jessica Biel. I'll be having sex with you whenever you want. I'll just be waiting here for you.
How does he
Justin
pull that
Timberlake.
Off?
Well, he's Justin Timberlake, first of all.
Please write a book, Justin Timberlake, and share that wisdom with us.
There's no book that would help you be that. But he's, you can't put that in a book.
Right, but how cool do you have to be to get that? And you used to be in NSYNC. You've already overcome that to get to the point where you are today.
That's how good he is.
Wow.
Jennifer Lopez made a sex tape with her first husband, Johnny Noah.
Yes.
But apparently we won't be seeing it.
Why?
Because yesterday a judge blocked J-Lo's first husband from putting out a tell-all movie that he was editing together, which he claimed included footage of the couple making sweet, sweet love. He was only married to Jennifer for 11 months, but apparently he shot a lot of film footage of their time together, and he said he also had footage of them apparently in their 1997 honeymoon in a hotel room, and he was going to include that in the movie. This is on the heels of his plans to publish a tell-all book about their brief marriage.
What's he trying to get money? Is it blackmail?
Well, he's trying to sell his deal is what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
But she made him sign a confidentiality agreement when they first got married.
Oh, how about that?
So in 2006, she took him to court when he had this plan to publish a book. And so he had to pay over $500,000 in breach of contract penalties. And apparently the judge now has blocked his attempt to release this film of their life together as well.
I had forgotten that she had another husband before the dancer.
Mark Anthony? Oh, Chris Judd, you mean?
Yeah. Hard to keep track of them all.
So we won't be seeing the sex tape.
Well, she
sadly
needs to lighten up a little.
That's what I'm saying.
You know,
I'm sure Harvey Levin from DMZ has it and won't share that one with us either.
The thing is, I find there's so many sex tapes out there. There's so many. I think the market is glutted.
Yeah, a lot of celebrities do it. Yeah,
with celebrity sex tapes. Mm-hmm. So you think it would be hard for even her to find an opportunity to release that tape? When would we have the time to watch it? Where would we have the room on the internet to put a Jennifer Lopez, Johnny Noah sex tape? How could we even make that available?
But then
it dawned to me as I was asking myself that question rhetorically that there's always room for J-Lo.
Indeed.
Yeah, the crowd goes nuts. Daily Variety has announced that they were never going to get a chance to see Let's Dance. I don't know if you guys remember this or not. ABC was going to have a reality show called Let's Dance where celebrities would recreate famous dance routines. It was going to be hosted by Kathy Griffin.
Oh, really?
And celebrities were going to come out and recreate famous dance routines like the Prom Scene from Footloose. Or they're Dancing in the Rain from Singing in the Rain, the Gene Kelly
sequence. But not
actual sequence.
dancers.
Celebrities would recreate those
famous
dance moments.
That sounds like the worst, best show ever.
I know. We're never going to see it. Apparently, ABC has opted not to put that on their airwaves. And if ABC's turning something down,
wow,
you know it's got to be bad. So, yeah.
That's
sad news.
Awesome.
Very sad news. Them Crooked Vultures, group made of Dave Grohl and his hilarious comedy buddies.
Are they comedy buddies?
Oh, yeah. They want you to hear their debut album right now. They can't wait for November the 17th when the CD drops. They want you to listen now.
It's the whole thing last night. Loved it.
So if you're so inclined, they have set up a YouTube channel. If you go to Them Crooked Vultures under YouTube, the entire album is up and streaming. You can check it out there. You can't download it yet, but you can check it out.
Josh had this to say.
This will be it. This is it. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it. This is it. I mean, this is really it. This is the final curtain call. This is it. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it.
Why was he saying that?
I'm trying to figure out the tie-in, too. Am I missing the joke?
There must be one, or else he wouldn't have done it. There must be one.
This is the album.
Huh. Yeah.
This will be it. This is it. When I say this is it, it really means it. This is it.
I just figured if I played it again, I'd get out of it.
Yep. You get played off. That's what happens when you play it again.
Would you like to take that thing?
Yes. You are, once again, I have to point out that this is Kevin endorsing a band that features a member of Led Zeppelin in it. Who's old, so therefore can't be talented. I don't know how you're reconciling in your head that you can like this music.
I guess he figures it's really counteracted by Dave Grohl.
Because Josh and Dave are in it, therefore.
Singing, playing guitar.
How much damage can the bass player do, right?
Yeah, he just beats them
Rolls
down.
On the drums. Come on.
Yeah. And the Jonas Brothers had to cancel a show over the weekend under doctor's orders. Apparently Nick picked up an upper respiratory infection. The band was supposed to play in Zurich, Switzerland on Saturday, but apparently Doc said somehow he picked up a an upper respiratory infection. It also mentioned something about a stomach pump and a soccer team.
I don't think those last two were part of it.
I'm pretty sure it was.
Hey, those Jonas Brothers assholes!
Today's celebrity birthday is Russell Johnson, who played the professor on Gilligan's Island.
Yeah.
85 years old today. He's never going to get off that island at 85. If he couldn't do it and he was like in his 40s or whatever, he's screwed now. Sinbad, who used to be a comedian, I guess?
Kind of.
He's 53 years old. Actress Mackenzie Phillips, most recently best known for banging her dad for 10 years, is 50 years old today. Tracy Morgan from 30 Rock turns 41 years old.
Wordplay.
Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy is 40 years old. Rapper Warren G celebrates his 39th birthday. Jim Atkins of Jimmy Eat World is 34.
This will be it. This is it. And when I say this is it, it really means this is it.
Still doesn't make any sense to anyone.
All right.
Meanwhile, Brittany Murphy from Girl Interrupted and 8 Mile celebrates her 32nd birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you, if you could, you would you, could you take that back? Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you, if you could, you would you, could you take that back?
Can we just say yes now to all examples and just move on?
That's my policy from the beginning.
No, because how will you learn? Then how you learn not to say things you need to take back if we don't teach you the lesson of would you like to take that back?
In other words, this is us in the room watching film of Sunday's game. That's what this is.
Right.
Just try to improve for next time.
Yes, exactly. All right, so Ralph was out yesterday because his Eagles blow. And
well, that's why I was gone?
Yes, that's what we were saying.
So, that was our story, yeah.
So we did the showbiz. We had Alex come in and do the showbiz, and she was talking about a 90-something-year-old woman from Korea.
Oh, right.
Who just passed her driver's test for the first time in, I don't know, 7,000 times. And this was, you have to listen closely because Mike makes his joke in the background, but her name is something having to do with Sassoon.
Sassoon!
I know her brother from now.
Oh, would you like to take that back?
Put in the file. I know her brother, Vidal.
Yeah.
That was his joke.
Now, most people hear the name Sassoon. That's the connection they make in their head. But it's so obvious that why bother saying it, right?
Would you like to take that back?
That would be my thought, Mike.
Psycho Mike?
Yeah. What? Yeah.
Back?
I definitely would like to take that back. I apologize.
That's not even like punny for like like a groan pun's sake. Right. You know, it's just sort of there. And everyone goes, oh, yeah.
And being...
I get the reference, but...
Being hit the nail right on the head. It's just so obvious. I shouldn't have even gone there. I'm bad. I apologize.
Will you learn from that, do you think?
Yeah.
I doubt it. All right. Ralph was doing a story about Kevin Spacey during the showbiz, and Bean chimed in.
That makes me sad. Because I like Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
I think he's a dick.
Wow.
But apparently he can be a dick.
Yeah.
Hey, look what he did to Superman. Just saying, the guy, you know, clearly has a problem.
Would you like to take that back?
Wasn't he a villain in the Superman movie?
Yeah, when was that movie?
He played Lex Luthor in the reboot, the Bryan Singer reboot, Superman Returns.
Hey, we're not saying we didn't understand
it.
We know
who he is.
We get the reference.
So not only was he a dick to the waiter, the story you were doing in the showbiz, but I'm saying he wasn't even very nice to Superman. So Kevin Spacey, a long history of dickdom.
Would you like to take that back?
Are you defending that?
He
really
is defending that. Come on, dude. Even by your standards, that was lame.
I'll throw that one back.
It wasn't like Kevin Spacey is like world famous for playing Lex Luthor. This is his most signature role.
I'm not sure what was Ralph was talking about during the showbiz beat, but somebody was moving to Spain, and that's all Ralph needed.
I don't get the connection either, but apparently they're moving to Spain.
What's up with that?
Well... Huh. I ain't never been to Spain, but I kind of like the music.
File
in the file.
Yes!
Would you like to take that?
Come on!
Really?
Three Dog Night is now and forever.
Oh, man.
It was a song from 71.
1871.
Yes. Yeah, it might as well have been 1871. What do you think, Ralph?
Would you like to take that back?
Living it, loving it.
Oh,
really? Standing by Three Dog Night lyrics.
Rolling around like a pig in slop in that one.
This is how we don't learn.
Well, there you go.
This is it right here. This is how it works.
You're going to throw the same interception this Sunday, then. You didn't learn anything.
That'll be fine.
Another time Ralph's doing showbiz and Bean chimed in.
In talks to join the film as Boo Boo, his bear buddy.
I hope they make him wear ice skates.
See?
No, I didn't see.
Would you like to take that back?
The day before
we had done a story and talked to, on the Wheel of Bad Animal Voices, a bear wearing ice skates who had killed his Russian trainer.
Yeah.
Right?
I
that was a very timely, reference? Very
yes.
timely remark.
And I support it.
Got it? What?
Thank you, Lisa. I appreciate
that. I got it when he said it.
You can't use our show as pop culture reference, by the way. You can't cannibalize it and say, oh, we did something funny. Let's use that as a pop culture reference. No.
But
it doesn't work that way.
We talked about it quite a bit, though.
Yeah, our listeners were familiar with the story of the bear wearing ice skates. Then the next day you bring up the story about them making a movie about a bear, and I think, hey, put him in ice skates. Now you got yourself something.
But this is not, did you understand the context behind that joke?
Right.
This is, would you like to take it back? Because while we understand it, not funny.
And I didn't even get the context. I was the voice of the freaking bear that was ice skating, and I didn't know what you were talking about.
Would you like to take that back?
Let alone most of our listeners probably didn't hear that bit either.
I hear your complaints, and I...
Would you like to take that back?
I am going to stick with it. I'm going to stick with the bear with the ice skates. I think Lisa and I are going to stand over here in the corner.
The terrorist win.
Yep,
the terrorist win. Here's Ralph. Now, when you go into work, you know, you'll have something to talk about.
Yes.
Before Good everybody point. Ignores you and walks away.
No, you can walk like an Egyptian.
Sure. You could do that.
File.
File.
But it was King Tut Day.
Would you like to take that back?
It was King Tut Day.
Yes, it was.
And you were talking about people walking away from you, and I said you could walk like an Egyptian because it was King Tut Day.
Right, got it. Understood it.
King Tut Day.
In Ralph's defense, at least it's a lyric from the 80s instead of the 70s like the last one.
This is not do you understand the reference. This is would you like to take it back as a joke?
Yeah, I'll take that.
All right, good. That's my man.
Yeah.
All right, good. Now, we were talking to Dracula.
Of course we were.
Of course we were.
Or Drac.
Or Drac has been called him. And it was, I believe, the Friday before Halloween. Mm-hmm. And Dracula made us file something.
Like, what about the Wolfman? Could we clap for the Wolfman?
Oh, put it in the file.
Come on now.
Would you like to take that back?
Absolutely, yeah. There's no excuse for clap for the Wolfman comedy. That's as bad as Ralph and the Three Dog Night reference.
Yes, worse.
Yeah, that one's got to go. I agree.
At least I had never been to Spain was a hit back then. Clap for the Wolfman was like a B-side.
I am hitting myself in the head with embarrassment and shame over that one.
And then we had Spencer on, a motivational speaker, Spencer. And we took a call from a guy named Mario, and this happened.
And that's all the girls want. All right.
That's all it takes, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck with that, Mario. Hope that
Say
all
hi to your
out.
Brother Luigi, bud.
That was a hell of a poll. Say hi to your brother Luigi.
Yeah.
See, because Mario Brothers.
Mario Brothers, yeah.
Right. See? Right.
Spencer, you'd like to take that one back?
Would you like to take that back?
No, pretty relevant. I helped design all the Mario Brothers games, so I feel like I'm
I don't think you
capable.
Had anything to do with that.
Yeah, no
that
design at all. Yeah.
No, you didn't.
So,
would you like to take that back?
No way, bud. All right.
All right.
Let's talk about the Weezer, shall we, here on the Kevin and Bean Show. They got a date coming up on January the 11th, which will be here before you know it at the UCI Brand Event Center. We're going to give you tickets for that right now, plus a brand new Weezer Snuggie and a copy of their excellent new CD called Ratitude. All of that if you want to call right now and be a contestant, as once again today and every day we play Miss Cleo's Title Fight.
Presenting Kevin and Bean's Title Fight. Two people enter the ring. Only one leaves with the tickets. Let's get ready to battle concert.
We used to do, Ralph would give some clues, and then Lisa would give some clues. You can't say any of the words that are in the titles of the songs, and then you have to get the listener to give you the title of the song.
Right.
Then we realized Miss Cleo was gold.
Miss Cleo was so good at it, we never want to hear anyone else give clues.
And these were the clues that she gave for Times Like These by the Foo Fighters.
A clock with a clock, and it's those and similar to clock.
That happened.
Miss Cleo, the best you've ever done giving clues, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is... the player opposite you has gotten one out of seven correct, right? That's your all-time mark.
No, before clocks, I was actually pretty good at this game. I don't know what happened.
The first time you played it, you were good.
The first couple of times, I kicked butt.
Yeah, I don't remember
really?
Any of those.
I do.
Because you were my opponent, mister.
Here's what I remember.
A clock with a clock, and it's those and with a clock, and it's and clock similar to clock with a clock.
It's like time didn't exist before that.
It's almost like saying, hey, forget about the murders. Let's just talk about OJ's football career.
That guy sure could run.
Exactly. All right. Let's meet contestant number one. This is going to be Brandon. He is on line three. He is going to be playing with Miss Cleo to try to come up with seven Weezer song titles in 45 seconds. And then we'll see how his opponent Jennifer does and find out who wins the Weezer prize package. Hey, Brandon, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Have you heard Miss Cleo give clues before? You have any idea what you're in store for here?
Yeah, I listen to you guys every morning. Well, and not exactly optimistic.
Right, but here's the thing. She's also giving clues to your opponent, Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
So they both get the same clues, and it could go terribly wrong. Hey, by the way, what if neither contestant gets any? Have we ever had that happen?
No, but there's an excellent chance of that, I'll tell you that.
How dare you?
Just suggesting.
All right, let's give it a try here. Brandon, I believe you're going to be going first today. Miss Cleo is going to be trying to get you to say Weezer titles. Seven of them is the most – excuse me, I guess it's down to five. It looks like it's only five today. I guess we knew we were writing for Miss Cleo. And that's going to be in 45 seconds. She's not allowed to use any of the words in the title. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready as I'll ever be. I hope she's –
all right.
Oh,
here we go. Good luck.
She's so ready.
You can eat these. It's a very delicious. It's a pig with
pork and
beans. Good job. Okay.
Nice.
You can smoke something out of this.
Hash pipe.
This is a bright light that shines in the sky.
Island in the sun.
What?
This was an old singer, a male singer.
Hey, Holly.
Very hot in Spanish.
Caliente. Fuego.
The word the in Spanish?
Pass.
That's your last one.
First tiebreaker. Bottom.
This is the best thing, the best. The best.
All right. Look, you were a phenomenal contestant, Brandon. You got four right. The one that she was having a little bit of trouble with was El Scorcho, and her clues were fine for that as well. But you came up with four, which is going to be very tough to beat. You're in a pretty good position here, my friend.
What happened?
Miss Cleo, everybody. Well done.
What kind of drugs are you on?
And I didn't even study or anything.
Oh, Jennifer, sorry.
Yeah.
No way she's going to be that good with you. No way.
No, she's spent.
Yeah.
All right.
I give up.
Are you same amount of time on the clock. Let's see how you do. It's Weezer title fight with Miss Cleo. Good luck.
When you are a bad person, you tend to cause this. People will call you a... You cause...
Troublemaker.
Good job. 90210.
Beverly Hills.
To break something, to make it...
Oh, gosh.
You put... Okay, it's also... The song is all... Oh, I said the word.
Yeah, you said...
Okay.
Move on.
these live in the ocean, and they swim. They're really... Nemo!
Okay.
Oh, come on. this is in the middle of your face, and it's the first word can be used as... Awesome. Another word for awesome.
Oh, so sad. Only two right. Undone, the sweater song was one she was looking for. Keep Fishing is where the Nemo clue came in. And then the center of your face, she was trying to get to Dope Nose is where she was headed for that one. So you only got...
Why did I know?
Yeah.
Well, you only got two, but, you know, compared to previous games Miss Cleo's played, you're one of the all-time great contestants. Unfortunately, not as great as Brandon today, who did win the Weezer prize package. Well done, you guys, both of you.
Yeah.
Nicely
done,
Brandon.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Miss Cleo.
No worries.
You studied,
you had
didn't
doubt.
You?
No, studied. I swear I didn't.
You
I
went online.
I swear I didn't.
You went online, you found Weezer song titles, and you just figured it out all last night.
I'm just fabulous.
You are listening to the Kevin Abean Show. It is Tuesday. It is the 10th of November. I think, isn't now where we do the one-hour special tribute to the 29 men we lost to the Edmund Fitzgerald when it went down on this date in 1975? I thought we had that. I thought we had that scheduled for right here.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa.
By the way, we're getting ready to talk to Adam Sessler from G4. Where's the Edmund Fitzgerald video game? That's the one that I would buy.
This, for those of you that don't recognize anything,
the best
about
song
this
ever
is the worst song ever. That was
November turned
right. A boat sunk in a lake.
like 30 years ago. For some reason, Beans obsessed with the song, obsessed with the situation, gets constant updates in the news about it. I don't understand any of it.
Well, first, who loves death more than I do? First of all, okay?
Death.
There's a lot more death since that, though, dude.
Yeah, and bigger numbers.
And not as bad songs.
But this one involves a map. I can pull out my map of Lake Superior, and I can track the course of the Edmund Fitzgerald that fateful night before it went down. All right, so apparently we don't have time here, but we'll have our complete tribute to the man of the Edmund Fitzgerald coming up next hour here on the Kevin Beach Show.
Why don't we turn our... didn't love you enough when you were little, did they?
Let's turn our attention to our friend Adam Sessler. He is the host and editor-in-chief of X-Play on G4. He is the man that we go to for all things game-related. Adam, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show, my friend. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Glad to be here.
Good to talk to you. Hey, before we go on, is there an Edmund Fitzgerald video game?
Stop it.
Yeah, it's been long in development. They're just waiting for that real perfect moment to release it.
Yeah, because the momentum is building.
Yes, it is. Starting with you two, it'll grow to three, and then they'll make the game.
I remember last time we had you on, you were talking about some big games that were coming out last month, and you said, but looking ahead into November, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2, that's the one you got to put a red letter on your calendar. Today is the day. It went on sale at midnight this morning for Xbox 360, PS3, PC. What do you think, Adam?
Well, it's an amazing game, both technically and just how well made it is. The last game that Infinity Ward made was Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, not the one that came out last year called World at War. And they really kind of redefined kind of the war action game. And so they've taken that and they put so much more kind of sheen on it that it's really a jaw-dropping experience.
Here's a clip. So I think you can see what that's about.
That was a mic hanging out my window.
Now, when you say sheen, are you just talking about how cool it looks, or are you talking about some other advancements that they've made in the play?
It's the way it plays and the way that it's paced. That there's so many different events. You're watching something far more dramatic, an action movie like, than anything you've seen in their previous games, which felt a little bit more grounded in kind of, you know, current conflict, even though it wasn't. Here, you're dealing with, well, the invasion of America, and you're seeing it from various perspectives, both in the United States and outside of it.
I have a clip. That's the one where they're in America.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, okay. You can tell because you can hear jingles in the background.
Right, sure.
The review on the G4 website from your friend Matt talks about how every campaign looks like it could be the centerpiece for another game, and they're all equally great. Tell us about some of the various places you can go and things that you do as you fight in this new version.
Well, one of the great ones you see at the very beginning of the game, and you're in sort of the Pakistan-Tajikistan border. More or less, you're up in the mountains. There's a lot of snow and it's cold. And one of the first things you do is you walk across the most narrow of precipices, and then you just climb up an ice wall. And you don't really have the confidence that you're really going to make it to the top. And then it goes downhill from there in terms of all the challenges that come your way. And you're eventually on snowmobiles having chases and shooting bad guys. It really has a sense you're right in the middle of something very, very, very exciting that you've seen in a lot of movies, but you may not have ever really had an equitable experience in a video game.
Are they going to end up making – is this one so good they're going to end up being forced to make it into a film, Adam?
You know, it would be a very difficult film. There are some very kind of – I don't want to say troubling. There's some challenging sequences in the game that you actually are allowed to skip. They're probably going to be causing some controversy. I think given the perspective from where you play the game, it would be very tough to actually turn it into a movie. Now, movies are made to make money, and this is making a lot of money. That is not to say someone is going to make a movie.
Sure.
It just won't be good.
I think this scene would make a good movie. You know?
That's a musical interlude.
let's talk about the most controversial sequence in the new game, the one that even brought this game into mainstream news this week, and that is that there's an option, correct me if I'm wrong, where you can actually play a terrorist who is gunning down civilians, right?
Well, I don't want to give too much away with the game. I think it's safe to say you don't really play a terrorist, but you do play it from the perspective of the terrorists. If you want to put two and two together,
I don't know what that means.
A challenging scene. It takes place in an airport. You are allowed to skip that scene. At the very beginning of the game, it says there is something that many people might find troublesome. You can choose at that moment to skip it, and then you will never see that sequence of gameplay. It is a big narrative moment that kind of sets up everything that happens in the rest of the game.
I have a clip.
But
I have
all-
that's it. That's all.
That's
bigger
than that.
If you really man there, you tend to that small people create some people age and just, you know, it really got that
I can't
under control.
Stand it when people toss grenades willy-nilly.
Yeah.
I read something yesterday, Adam, and tell me if this guy was high or if this is possible, that they're expecting that Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 will sell 12 million copies between now and the end of the year.
I think there's a very good chance it will. He still could have been high.
12 yeah. million copies?
Yeah. Now we're getting into some money.
They're
here.
Expecting, well, sort of as of midnight this morning, that this will be the biggest day of entertainment sales. That this will exceed the final book of the Harry Potter franchise. And the last video game to really come close to something like this was Halo 3. And that was only available for the Xbox 360. This game is available for the PC and the PS3, which does give it that edge.
Of course. Yeah.
How much does it cost?
It'll cost you about $60. For the PC, it might be $50. I actually haven't checked up on that one.
All right. Is this the last major release of the year, Adam?
No, we still have two more coming out next week. We're all forgetting about the Wii, but this Sunday is a new Super Mario Brothers game, which is,
Whee!
You know, yeah. It's a little different in tone from Modern Warfare 2.
Just
but,
a bit.
It's a very marketable franchise as well. But next week we have Assassin's Creed 2, which is a massive game where you play an assassin in Renaissance Italy. It's quite something. And also, one of the most fun games actually from last year already has a sequel. It's called Left 4 Dead, and it's an online game primarily where you play with three other people and you try to survive the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
And it'll help teach you what friends you really want to have around you.
And how to take down zombies. I mean, this is very important.
No, it is, because it's coming one of these days.
It's going to happen.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good training.
I just hope the zombies get here before we all die in 2012 anyway, because I can't worry about two things at once. Adam, every time we have you on, I know that there are people out there listening to the radio going, this dude has the best job in the world. This is what you do for a living, my friend.
Yeah, it is that, and I have to clean up the kitchen.
Oh, well,
yeah,
there's
a yin and a yang.
Sure.
All right. Well, let you get to it. Adam Sessler, host, editor-in-chief of X-Play on G4. It airs weeknights at 8 on the G4 network. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 available everywhere today. Adam, thanks for coming on. We'll talk to you soon, dude.
Hey, my pleasure.
Thank you. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday AFI up next. And next hour, we're going to talk about a story that Kevin Smith told us recently about the most embarrassing thing he ever did to try to impress a chick. If you didn't hear the story first time around, you got to stick around for it. And then we're going to want to hear your stories of things that you thought were great ideas on paper. Turned out they didn't impress as much as you make you look like a damn fool. So that's next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Garman joins us now with another look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Congratulations to Tiffany Thiessen. All is forgiven. You're a little cheesed off at her for not doing the Saved by the Bell reunion.
Right.
But she's expecting her first baby with her husband Brady Smith next year. So congratulations to Tiffany and her
giant size Ken.
Yeah, she's eyed looking.
She's
one.
A good deal.
Yeah. Yeah. She's got that new series on USA Network called White Collar.
White Collar?
White Collar. It's very good. I've seen the first couple episodes, and I like it a lot. And the guys that lead in it is Dreamy.
Is that right?
Oh, boy, do the ladies love that guy.
Whoever
name's,
he is.
Name's Joe Bonus. Joe
Bonus?
Bonum. Joe Bonum. Joe
Bonum?
Bomb. Joe, can't remember his name. But
how did you even hear about this show? What do you watch on USA that would have subjected you to...
Just saw the ads.
I've seen billboards.
The billboards caught my attention. I like caper kind of shows, and that's what this is. It's like a caper show. Good stuff.
Matthew Bomber, I'm being told.
Matthew Bomber, that's it. He's dreamy. He wears a lot of hats.
Really?
Yep.
Really, that's the extent of your knowledge?
He wears a lot of hats.
He
wears a lot of hats. That's all I know. He likes his hats. Marla Sokoloff.
Yeah.
From the practice.
All right.
And, dude, where's my car?
Mm-hmm.
She got married this weekend. She married the drummer for Deadzy, a guy named Alec Puro. They married on Sunday at a Beverly Hills restaurant, so congratulations. She's just adorable, that little Marla Sokoloff. We've had her in a couple times, and she's aight.
She's in a band, too, if I recall.
I believe she is. She's got her own band, yeah. Big uproar in Soho, New York over a giant billboard featuring Eva Mendes in her underwear.
Yes.
What's the uproar?
People think it's pornography, Kevin.
What?
Pornography. They don't want to see her laying semi-nude next to a semi-nude dude selling Calvin Klein underwear.
That's the only way I want to see her.
The billboard is about a block long. It is the biggest billboard you've ever seen in your life. It's the entire side of a building. And residents there in Soho think it is inappropriate to have a beautiful woman in nothing but a bra and panties
can
up on the
it?
Side of a building.
Can they move the billboard over here?
To your house?
Yeah.
Sure. I'll see what they can do. No word yet on whether they will take it down or not.
It's inappropriate that the first two stories that I bring up on the internet about this controversy do not include a photo of the billboard. That's what's inappropriate.
Come on. You're looking at the wrong sites because I've seen it several times.
I'm sure I'll find it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It wasn't for that dude getting in the way. It's the dude in his underwear right in front of her getting in the way.
Here we go. Now I see what you're talking about.
Beans looking at the dude.
He is.
Yeah. She's enjoying herself right there.
Sure is. She looks all
slippery.
You get
the impression something's going to happen 5 seconds after this photo is taken. Something good's going to happen.
Oh, man.
Paris Hilton, speaking of billboards, is threatening to sue a New Zealand company because they've got a billboard that's not being used. And so they put up the word vacant on the billboard along with her face.
Ah,
a picture of Paris to represent something that's vacant.
Whore.
See? Because she's vacant.
That's funny.
That is funny. She doesn't think so. She is threatening to sue unless they take her image down on that available billboard.
She's a whore, okay?
Yeah. Oddly enough, her face is also being used on a sign for a meatpacking plant.
Is that right?
Yeah. I don't know the connection there. But just saying. And it's the end of show business as we know it. CBS has just announced their first comedy based on a Twitter account.
Yes.
This dude named Justin Halpern has a Twitter account called S, My Dad Says.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically just one-liners that his dad says to him that are hilarious.
Or does he just make it up?
Or that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And that's a TV show?
CBS has decided that's a TV show.
I think we just crossed the line.
Yeah. Well, just put Mark Harmon on it and slap some initials on it, and don't worry, it'll be a hit.
NCIS My Dad is all you need to call it.
Exactly.
Ralph, you've been mocking the Twitter for ever since it came out.
Yes.
Maybe it's time for you to get your own account so then you can get a TV show.
Do they give TV shows to everyone with an account?
I don't think that's the way it works.
Because I haven't heard from them yet.
I guess if it's the right, if you're tweeting the right stuff. Apparently now that's possible, at least.
Huh. Yeah. So they're giving a TV show to a Twitter account, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They're going to base a whole show on this guy's Twitter. His tweets will become shows.
I'll bet he tweets something, and then it causes a big ruckus with his family. His dad's not happy.
I bet Jim Belushi's going to be in it.
You stop twittering what I say, son.
You know, the premise is, basically, it's a family that all lives together under a roof, and the dad is wacky.
Sure.
That's seriously what the concept's going to be. Well, you can't write that without buying this guy's Twitter account. Who came up with that idea? A wisecracking dad who lives with his family in a house? It's groundbreaking. Holy smoke. Dead Weather, one of Jack White's many, many, many bands, are doing a one-off concert next week. They're going to be appearing in Brooklyn, New York. According to the band's official website, they're booked on doing a gig at the Music Hall of Williamsburg on Tuesday, November the 17th, so you can check that out. Apparently, the group's been doing these pop-up shows all over the world, including one in London on Halloween. Apparently, Dead Weather showed up and did a show. So if you're a diehard Jack White fan, you want to get your ass to Brooklyn, New York next week and check them out in concert. Now, which one is the Dead Weather? Is anybody in that we know? Who else is he in that
with? Other members of the Raconteurs and the lead singer from The Kills, I believe.
The Kills.
That's right.
Yeah,
Allison from The Kills. Right.
He plays drums.
Yeah, he plays drums in that one. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Rapper Eve celebrates her 31st birthday. Brittany Murphy from 8 Mile and Girl Interrupted. And,
she was hot in 8 Mile.
She was.
Yeah.
You ever see Clueless? She's in Clueless, and she's like dumpy. She's like frumpy and dumpy.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. She's 32 years old. Jim Atkins of Jimmy Eat World is 34 years old. Warren G celebrates his 39th birthday. Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy turns 40. Tracy Morgan from 30 Rock is 41 years old.
Oh, no!
Mackenzie Phillips from One Day at a Time and from her dad's bedroom is 50. Sinbad celebrates his 53rd birthday. And Russell Johnson, who famously played the legendary professor from Gilligan's Island, celebrates his 85th birthday.
Wow.
Dude. Professor.
Ralph, I'm sorry to back up, but did you say Warren G?
I did say Warren G, yes.
It's his birthday?
It is his birthday, yes.
Should we play some of his music?
You want to play some of Warren G's
stuff? Yeah, mind.
Sure.
If you know Leandro, you knew to want to step juice. It's a G-Funker, funked out gangster twist.
If you smoke like I smoke, holla every day. And if your eyes are burnt,
I think we just crossed the line.
That's his friend Nate Dogg is yeah, listening Nate to Dogg.
That's a Warren G song, though.
It's a Warren G song. Right. Come on, people.
That's still. You might pull something reaching for that.
You're
going to need some liniment on your muscles after that reach.
When I met you last night.
I know any excuse.
Crack out the Nate Dogg. I appreciate that.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You know how when you get your driver's license, you have to go take the written test?
Right.
And then when you pass that, some people fail it once, twice maybe. Then you kind of learn how to take the test. You go back, you pass it, then you do the driving test, then you get your license.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing about the written test, by the way, is there's really no excuse for ever failing it because they give you a handbook that has all of the answers in it.
Right. But
basically, you just have to look at the book and then you know literally everything that's going to be asked on the written test.
But there's a woman in South Korea, and the Yonhap News Agency says that she's 68 years old. Her name is Cha Sesoon, and apparently she just passed a written test after failing it 950 times.
On. No.
She took the written test 950 times.
Is she literate?
She passed on the 951st time with the very lowest score that you could pass, which is a 60%.
My God.
If you didn't understand any of the questions or answers, I can't imagine that there's 950 different combinations of ways to fail that test.
Yeah, just randomly pick whatever answers you
want.
You'll pass it in fewer times than that.
Wow.
So that's incredible.
So 951 on the 951th time she got a 60%, which is just good enough. And she hasn't taken her, you know, her driving test yet. She hasn't got behind the wheel yet with an instructor or anything.
Oh, my God.
Well, we were wondering the same thing, Lisa, so we asked producer Alex to hook us up with Miss Cha Sesoon, and she is on the phone with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Cha.
Hi, Randy. How you
do? We do well.
I'm glad to hear that.
Congratulations. First of all, how does it feel to finally pass the written driver's test?
It's great to be behind the wheel. I enjoy it so much.
You're already behind the wheel?
I drive now to go store.
But you, our understanding was you had only passed the written test. You haven't even taken the driving test yet.
I think I'm good enough.
Good enough?
Good enough for me.
After 951 times.
Yeah. I got on the 951th.
Sure.
Right, but are you the kind of driver who should be talking on a cell phone at 68 years old with the way you drive?
Yeah, no problem.
That's good news. Hello?
Watch where you're going, maniac.
That wasn't you?
Would you just run him off the road?
All right.
I'm finally glad to be driving because my son, leaving so soon, he tell me that it never gonna happen. And I said, no, you wrong, leaving.
Right.
And my husband, why so soon? He don't think I get it either. Well, I proved everyone wrong.
In their defense, it did take 950 times.
Perseverance. That is the answer to a lot of life's problems.
Perseverance?
I've heard that, yes. So it took you 4 years to pass the test, and as I understand from the article, it cost you over $4,000 U.S. money just in fees to take the test so often.
Yes, and twice that to bribe the guy on this 951st time.
Oh.
You watch where you're going.
Are you all right?
These drivers crazy.
Really?
Well, what happened there? Are you sure it wasn't your fault, Cha?
He got on wrong side of the street.
Wrong side of the
street? That guy drive wrong side of the street.
Are you positive?
Yes, because I'm up on where the people walk, on the sidewalk.
Well, that's...
So I know he was on the wrong side.
Well, you shouldn't be on the sidewalk.
No, the sidewalk is for people to walk on. You should be in a different section of the road.
It's so hard to see through this face shield I'm wearing.
Oh, no.
You're wearing the face shield while you drive?
Yeah.
Well,
it's like double wind protection.
Right.
It's like having two windshields.
Right.
It doesn't sound like it's necessary. You're 68 years old. You can't be that worried about your skin at this point. Okay, what happened now?
That truck never going to get the cement back in there.
Oh, no.
Oh, look at that.
Are you all right?
That's funny.
What?
All those children in that school bus.
Oh, my God.
They all scream and yell.
Cha.
Maybe you should get off the road, Cha.
I think I might have. I got it.
What?
I did.
What?
Hold it.
What's going
on? Hold on.
What's happening?
Look out.
Maybe you should just drive.
Get out of it. Can you? But I can't.
Cha?
Can you? I can't. But I. I think.
Cha. What's happening here?
I can't. Oh, that's going to buff right out.
Live on the world famous K-Rock 106.7, KROQ at 19 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Are we allowed to call him Sublime, or is there some danger that we're going to get sued too?
I think that was Sublime, so we're cool.
Okay, yeah. So we can say that.
Yeah.
Apocalyptica on the way from the Kevin and Bean Show. Also, the birthday boy Jimmy from Jimmy Eat World. We'll hear the middle coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, though, time to talk about embarrassing moments in front of the opposite sex.
Well, listen, we all do the best we can. That's the bottom line. But most of us fail quite miserably,
right,
a lot when it comes to attracting the opposite sex. So we were having a discussion. We had Kevin Smith in. He was on the show for a week. He co-hosted the Showbiz Beat.
Mm-hmm.
And he told us a story. And I think Bean was out that day.
So was I.
And you were too.
Yeah.
He told us one of the best stories I've ever heard about trying to impress a girl. Apparently this was when a Batman movie was coming out that summer. I think it was the Michael Keaton one. I don't remember. But it was a huge Batman fever at the time. And he told us this story. And then we're going to take your calls of lame ways you tried to impress the opposite sex and how poorly it went.
I was wearing a long leather coat, wearing a bat symbol, t-shirt, driving around this gray Topaz. Is that a Ford car?
Yeah, the Ford Topaz.
Topaz, and that was my quote-unquote Batmobile, and I would cruise the streets of Highlands / Atlantic Highlands, waiting for my girlfriend to get out of work. This is so embarrassing. I would leave a little note card on her windshield with a little bat symbol. I'd seen it in Arkham Asylum.
Oh,
Grant Morrison.
Man, you are dorkalicious.
Tell me about it, dude. I don't know. Thank God I escaped it. Left a little bat note card on her windshield, so she gets out of work. It's like 9:30 at night. All the other people are leaving, the pharmacists and the people she works with. She gets to her car. She ticks the note up, flips it over, and it says, "Look up." And she looks up, and there I am standing on the roof.
Oh, man.
Of the pharmacy, dude.
Did you spread
up on
your
the
coat?
Sign. Yes, and I spread my coat out. And then it was like for a second.
Wow.
It
did she drive
kind of,
off?
It was geeky pimp. No, she kind of dug it. But then it got awkward because I was like, can you help me get down? I can't. I didn't. It was easier to get up. Bring the car around.
Look up.
Oh, man.
He climbed up on the roof of the store.
I got to tell
that's
you,
fantastic.
The thing about you guys, and yeah, you fail spectacularly.
Of course.
But I admire the commitment, the lengths to which you all go. It's impressive, I have to say.
I'm surprised. It must have been the length that he went to for that, because it seems to me like her reaction would be to jump in the car and drive away quickly.
Well, she was his girlfriend.
Yeah, right.
So it's not like some random chick that he was trying to impress.
And then he needed help to get down. That's the worst
Didn't
part.
You guys
That's
say he'd been up there for an hour and was sweating profusely,
yeah,
too?
He wasn't off work yet. He thought she was going to be off work.
Look, she knew if she were already dating him, this wasn't some guy he was trying to impress to get to go out on a date. So they were already dating. So she knew that Kevin Smith was a dork.
Right.
But why highlight that? I mean, why, if you're going to look for a way to impress, why do you go and dress up as a comic book character,
dude,
to try
you do
to
what
further
love.
Woo her?
You do what you know.
Right.
That was his life at the time. And I'm sure I could put myself in his mindset, which is she'll like this as much as I do. Because clearly it rules.
Right.
You're wrong, but that's your thinking as a guy. So 1-800-520-1067 is the phone number if you have stories of lame ways that you tried to impress the other sex. It's almost always guys trying to impress girls.
Almost always, yes.
I think so. Because girls don't have to do anything except, hey, look at these. I mean, that's all you have to do to impress us. So
that's
it's really
true.
It's not exactly even. I'm trying to think back if I don't think I've ever cared enough or tried hard enough.
Really?
To to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I just rise or fall on whatever I've got, which explains a lot.
I don't remember lame attempt. I mean, really, that story is outstanding. I mean, that's a length that I've never heard of anyone going to.
Yeah, that's
to
really
try
excessive.
And impress, you think?
Yeah.
get Garmin in here. He has to have tried something. He's a super creative guy who I would imagine would have come up with some sort of, you know, scheme.
Sure.
Some sort of way to go, hey, look, you know, hey, look how much I dig you kind of thing. Right?
Yeah. And
or you too, Psycho Mike. What about you? Have you ever done anything like this?
No, because I just don't make any effort. I mean, I don't really try to impress women. That explains a lot, kind of like you.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. Hmm.
Hmm. Lisa, yeah. Anyone try to impress you and fail miserably?
Not to that, not like that length.
Yeah,
no.
I'm saying that length. I don't know anyone that has ever gone to that
to
length.
To imagine.
That's spectacular.
It really is.
But you don't have any that stand out. Well,
I'm
that's
trying
pretty
to
good.
Think. See, I'm trying to think of something, and yeah. I mean, I've had guys do some really lovely, sweet things, but
yeah, but that's
but nothing
has to be,
like insane.
It has to fail.
Yeah,
that's
no.
the one that's funny.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so we're looking for the extraordinary effort that you went to that maybe involved costumes or a special location or some sort of a game that they had to play or something that just you set up. You put a lot of time and effort into it, and you thought, this is it. I capture the keys to her heart tonight.
Yes.
And then somehow it went horribly awry. Those are the stories that we're going to be looking for, and I know you've got them. You can give us a call, 1-800-520-1067. Can you out-dork Kevin Smith? That's what we're looking for. We'll take your calls next on The Kevin and Bean Show. Now that we're talking about epic fails where you really thought this was the home run, you were going to win her over with the elaborate plan that you put together to impress her. And it didn't work out that way. 1-800-520-1067. This is exactly what we're talking about. And then we'll go right to your calls. Rob writes in, well, guys, I thought I could impress a girl by having my best friend pretend to be drowning in the ocean. The plan was I was going to jump in after him, hoping she would be watching and I would look like a hero because I saved him. Well, I got swept under a wave and had to be saved by the lifeguard myself. Fail. Rob, that's exactly what we're talking about. Is you put a lot of thought, a lot of time, a lot of effort into it, and it just didn't pay off. And that's what makes it funny for the rest of us.
You act like you're drowning. This is going to be awesome. Wouldn't the friend go, no?
All right.
Let's begin with Van. Hey, Van.
How's it going, guys? Good morning. It's Meg.
Good morning.
Lame attempts. You tried to impress a chick. What happened?
Well, actually, I was calling to see if I'm going to plan this 24th of November was actually cool or lame or not. But
oh, you haven't done it yet, but you're planning it.
I'm planning it, okay. So I want you guys to judge it real
all right.
quick.
Okay.
All right, so my girlfriend, she's a big girl that wants to be famous, and she loves Disneyland. So I wanted to rent out a limo, take her to Disneyland, get in for free, of course, and have a lot of hookups there. So I'm going to get the whole Blue Bayou experience, and someone's going to do something for her in a parade. Then it's just going to be a whole little Disney magical day, and then she's going to go wine drinking and, like, margarita tasting or whatever.
Man, do you ever want to have sex with her?
Oh, well, I've been there, done that. Oh. It's just, it's pretty good.
He wants to keep having it.
We were looking for failures. I don't know. It sounds to me like if every
I
awesome.
Say do it, I say loves. Do it, and let's hope that it fails. So the next time we do this topic, you can call and tell us how she got, you know, felt up by Goofy or something. All right?
Well, here's the thing that could make it a failure, because right now we're taking a break and she wants me to better myself, so it's going to be, it's pretty tough.
Oh, so you're not even together?
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Not right now.
Someone left a little something out there.
All right, you win. Congratulations.
Fail.
Good luck.
Epic fail.
Nice.
Let's try Rick. He's on line 7 on the Kevin and Bean Show. I think this is more that we're looking, what we're looking for here today. You put a lot of time and effort and thought into it, and then it didn't work out. Hi, Rick. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I went and I rented a plane. I rented a plane. I was going to take her up to Mount Baldy. We went up towards the Mount Baldy. The air was too thin. The door started rattling like it was going to pop open. I was going to ask her to make the
Did he what? Wait a minute. The pilot said, I didn't close the door all the way?
Exactly. And the air was too thin. We're going to the top of Mount Baldy. I jumped in the back seat. I said, will you marry me? She's like, yes.
But she was just desperate to not die. Did she change her mind when she got back down on the ground?
No, we actually stayed married for 10 years.
For 10 years. Okay,
yeah, so
well, good. That's
good.
It did work.
All right.
I think ten years
That's about all you could expect these days.
That's what I think, yeah.
I think 10 years is considered a success at this point. All right, let's try Dustin on line 8. I'm not sure I have any idea what he's talking about. Dustin, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What'd you do to try to impress your lady?
Well, basically, Kevin and Bean, I ended up going, this is just last Halloween, we had a Halloween party, my friends did, and there was going to be a girl there that I liked, and she was going to be dressed as a banana, from what I understood from my friends. And so, how funny would it be if I showed up just happened to be dressed as a monkey? And that was
okay, perfect.
Right, yeah, so that's my whole plan. I'm like, okay, I'm going to jump up there, be a monkey, I'm going to go bananas, all pun intended.
See?
Again, it's going to be sweet, you know?
So and clearly she would see that you two are perfect for each other.
Right, exactly. So we get to the party, me and my friends, and my friends all know this is going to happen, it's going to be awesome. I get there, and I'm in my little, it's kind of a cheap monkey suit, you know, but it's a monkey suit nonetheless. I get there, and I start hopping up and down, and I'm looking at her, and she's just staring at me with this really blank stare, and the first thought that goes through my head is, oh my God, she doesn't get it. She doesn't understand that I'm a monkey, she's a banana. Well, the truth was, she had a date there.
Huh?
That was in an even more badass monkey suit than I was in. Like,
So you were in a lame monkey suit.
Yeah, and he had the six pack and the full on costume with the contacts and the.
Wow.
I was like, oh man.
You lose.
Yep.
It's epic fail.
Oh, nice. Hey, it was a nice effort, though. It could have, you know what? You didn't know when you walked out the door in your monkey suit. You didn't know how it was going to go. You had a you had a shot at it. I applaud you for taking it, dude.
Monkey, 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 monkey man.
And then the other guy comes in and he's like, oh, no.
Yeah, that's rough.
He looks so much better than I do. I remember the last Kevin and Bean Halloween party that I went to, the one that I was Count Chocula, remember?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I showed up, there was another dude there who was a way better Count Chocula than I was.
That hurts.
And I just, I mean, it did involve a girl, but I did feel like I was pretty, I was pretty much owned.
Yeah.
Let's go to Alex. Hey, Alex.
Hi, Kevin and Bean.
What happened?
So I basically, it was Valentine's Day. I did the cliche, lots of flowers, but didn't want to go down the road of roses.
Yeah, of course not. That's what everyone does.
Right. So I got tons and tons of daisies and put them on her bed and put them in her room and down the hallway, and she comes home and ends up being horribly allergic to daisies, pollen and daisies, and sneezing, runny nose, turned bright red, couldn't go like in her room for over a week. Had to like tear it all out.
Wow.
And
awesome.
And, yeah, she was pretty pissed,
kind of
ruined the whole day.
That sucks. But, I mean, she couldn't have been too mad at you. There's no way you could have guessed that she'd be allergic to daisies.
No, I mean, we were together for like 3 years, so I guess maybe she had the idea that I would have, you know, caught on.
Maybe you would have caught on by then.
Exactly.
I'm very funny. For oblivious, so.
Well, what are you going to do? Thank you for the call. Let's try Doug. He's on line 6 on the Kevin and Bean Show. You tried hard to impress and you failed. Hi, Doug. What's your story?
All right, so what I did was I was in 7th grade, and there's this girl, you know how it is when you're, you know, you like a girl in 7th grade, you do anything.
Sure.
And so my buddy and I set it up that we're going to have a one-armed push-up contest. And so he goes first, and we, you know, we had some friends over in my backyard having a little pool party. He gets 5 one-armed push-ups. So my goal is to get 6. And on my 6th one, I got 5 down, and I was struggling to get up on my 6th one. And I just let this crippling fart go. ended up being like more, you know, it was basically a shart just right in my board shorts.
Oh, and, man.
You can maybe see some of it, but anyways, so.
Oh.
She was there just like, her nostril was like singeing.
Yeah.
And I had to.
Not impressive.
Not at all. And I had to get up and go take care of myself. And,
dude. You know,
it was terrible. And all the while, everyone's back there laughing at the girl. You know, we never ended up working out.
Really? What a surprise.
Shocking.
And you were, I mean, let's face it, when you're on your 5th one-arm push-up, you're thinking, one more and I'm the man. She's mine. In 5 seconds, I'm going to own this chick that I have a crush on, and instead you leave in humiliation to head for the bathroom while everyone laughs and points.
The brass ring was in my hand, and I dropped it.
Wow. Brass ring wasn't tight enough, apparently.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for the call. Let's go to Juan. Hello, Juan.
Hello.
Hi.
Lame ways you tried to impress. What happened?
I took my fiance up to Napa Valley. I was getting ready to propose to her. I had this whole thing set up. I was going to take her up in an air balloon.
Hot air balloon. Nice.
That sounds cool.
So we're up there. We're trying to get out there. I'm getting ready to get the ring out. And as I'm getting it out, this gust of wind comes out. Guess what happens? I threw the ring down.
You dropped the ring?
Oh, dude.
Oh, my God.
From the hot air balloon?
So never able to find it, I imagine.
Never able to find it.
How much?
Dumbass me didn't get the insurance.
How much?
$5,000.
Oh, oh man.
Did she even see it for half a second before it went over the edge or no?
Didn't even get to open the box.
Wow.
Dude,
did you tell her or did you just keep it to yourself?
No, she saw it. Well, she saw something dropping and she wanted to know what it was and I kind of had to tell her.
Wow.
And she said, you didn't get the insurance. You are too stupid to marry.
And then she jumped out after the ring.
Yeah, pretty much.
That doesn't sound good.
Oh,
thank
man.
You for the call. Let's
That's
go
so
to Eric.
Yeah, Eric.
What's happening,
Eric? Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Eric.
Hey, so I was first year in college. I just got out of college, just started dating this girl, and I go to this party, and these guys have Everclear. I grew up in the Northwest, so they brought us some Everclear from Oregon.
Everclear, for those of you that don't know, is basically jet fuel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, all these guys are blowing flames. I was like, oh, I can do that. I've done that before. So I go to blow the flames. I blow out the lighter, and I forget to wipe the extra stuff off my face.
Oh.
I blow a flame. It comes back, lights my whole face on fire.
Lit your face on fire.
Dude.
I dive in the grass like I'm rolling around trying to turn get the fire off my face. Meanwhile, I drop the bottle on like the sidewalk in front of the house. A flame drips off my face and lights the whole bottle on fire that had broken.
Oh.
Lit the plants on fire.
This is turning into a Jackass movie. I love it.
Lit the plants on fire.
I don't know. Somehow it ended up working out. She felt sorry for it.
What?
For a few years, but.
What?
That's amazing.
That wasn't a deal breaker that you lit your face on fire?
I think she just felt sorry for me.
Wow. Women are good.
Yeah, they are.
That's fantastic.
Like, water doesn't put out alcohol, so they tried to grab the hose and put out the flames on the sidewalk, and it just blew the alcohol over the plants in front of the house.
It just never stopped.
I think fire just makes every date better, doesn't it?
I came out unscathed. I only had one. I was able to get most of it off my face. I only had one little burn on my neck, and I just told my parents I got hit by a Roman candle because it was right after 4th of July.
Wow. Outstanding work. That is a great fail.
Do they know yet that you let your face on fire?
No, the funny thing is I haven't told the story yet. My dad's a fireman. That's the funny thing.
Awesome.
Can we call
it? It was about 10 years ago now, so I think I'm going to break the story to him one of these days.
Fantastic.
All right. Well done.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hold on. It's very tense. He's going for the biggest bubble in the world on the CBS morning show right now.
Yeah.
There it goes. Are you guys watching it? Nope. You see the bubble?
Playing you off.
It's already about the size of a soccer ball.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
He's still
bye-bye.
Blowing.
Bye-bye.
What so it's a pretty big bubble.
What are you watching again?
Goodbye.
Channel 2. CBS.
You're getting played off, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay, I'm up. He failed.
Oh.
Okay. I don't even know if he made the record or not. It looked pretty big, though. It was basketball size before it finally blew up in his face. Okay, back to you, Ralph Garman, with the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Act like it didn't happen and move right on.
Bean is the Edmund Fitzgerald of comedy. That's what he is. That's what I realized as we celebrate the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
40-year-old sinking ship?
Yes.
No. Yeah. Right.
Yes, but of comedy.
Sure.
But what the Edmund was to seagoing vessels, I'm saying.
Yes.
Bean is to entertainment and fun.
I see.
Joining me now on Nautical Talk Radio is director of the Mariners Church in Detroit, Father Rich Ingalls. Tell us about the church and how it inspired Gordon Lightfoot to write the song.
I have so much tape for the Edmund Fitzgerald this year. We barely have time to scratch the surface of it.
I know we don't have time, but you do that because that was bad.
I love that show. Are you kidding me?
But because it's so bad.
Nautical Talk, I can't get enough of it. It's my favorite. All right, time for the showbiz beat now. The pitbull of comedy, Bobby Slayton, joins us next hour. What you talking about, Ralph?
It's Tuesday. That means new releases, CDs and DVDs. Let's tell you what's available in stores today in case you want to pick something up. Britney Spears, the singles collection, her greatest hits is available today if you want to check that out. Midwinter Graces, a new CD-DVD combo by Tori Amos. Always enjoy her work. I'm going to pick that up. Live at the Royal Albert Hall. The Killers, a CD and DVD combo, also available today. Alter the Ending by Dashboard Confessional, their new CD in stores today. Before I Self-Destruct by 50 Cent. Desperate Measures by Hollywood Undead. Up Till Now by Snow Patrol. The Circle / When We Were Beautiful, the new CD-DVD combo by Bon Jovi, and Among the Living by Anthrax, all in stores today.
Wow. The issue of Among the Living.
It's quite a lineup.
Big day.
DVDs up. The Pixar animated film was starring Edward Asner, which everyone loves so much.
Never saw that.
Oscar nominated.
You
here's your chance,
heard
Kevin.
Nothing but good about
here's
it.
Your chance. They have it on a thing called a DVD. Mm. You put it in a player.
Not
you watch it in the comfort of your own home, and you see a guy with balloons tied to his house floating around with a fat Asian kid and a dog.
Falcon. Balloon Boy. No? Different? Not the same thing?
No.
All right.
Ralph, when you say Oscar nominated, I don't think the nomination's come out yet. Are you predicting that this will be a Best Picture nominee now that they have room for 10 this year?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Ralph is predicting that.
I don't know. I thought it was Oscar nominated last year. I don't know.
I don't think it would have been eligible.
Yeah, it just came out this summer. Yeah,
I don't think it would have been eligible.
I was nominated for something.
I don't know.
Award nominated.
And I don't think
every year they say that these Pixar movies deserve to be in the big, you know, playing in the big categories instead of just the animated category. I'm just wondering if this is the one that has enough popular support to make it.
I'm also predicting another of today's DVDs will be nominated for an Oscar: The Ugly Truth with Gerard Butler.
and Katherine Heigl.
And Katherine Heigl will also be nominated.
Did you say Oscar?
Yes. As will Spread, starring Ashton Kutcher and Anne Heche.
Ooh.
Oh, wait a minute. No.
No.
None of those films will be.
No.
Boy, that Spread. Boy.
Wow.
That Spread's hard. Yeah. That's
strong?
Hard. That's hard. TV on DVD, Nash Bridges, the third season. That's when things got good.
There you go.
Season 3 of Nash Bridges. Him and Cheech started solving those crimes.
How can there still be any interest in that?
Oh, Nash Bridges season 3.
Wow.
I know what everyone's getting for Christmas.
Why so soon?
It's nice to see your letter writing campaign finally pay off, Ralph.
Keeping Up with the Kardashians, season 2.
Glendale!
G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero, the complete collector set, the animated G.I. Joe, if you want to check that out. And Dawson's Creek, the complete series, also available today. So there's your highlights of everything that's new in stores for DVDs and CDs today.
It's a big day.
It is a big day. ABC has announced they are canceling Eastwick. Oh, I never saw it.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
I'm not surprised you
Eastwick never saw it. Eastwick is a TV version of the movie The Witches of Eastwick. It starred Jack Nicholson and Michelle Pfeiffer. The movie did. Cher, Susan Sarandon. Familiar with this film?
No.
The movie
is
awesome.
An old one?
Yeah.
Old movie?
80s, I guess. This was a TV version with Rebecca Romijn as one of the witches. But sadly, it has been canceled, as has our pal Kathy Griffin's new show, which never got to the air.
What was it?
It was a reality show called Let's Dance. She was going to host, and celebrities would try to recreate famous dance routines.
Did they even film any of them?
I don't know. But we're talking to Kathy later this week. Maybe we can ask her about it.
That sounds like a terrible idea. But
yes, it does.
It also, I love her. She could have probably pulled it off.
Nope.
No. Okay.
No.
All right.
No way that could have happened. I'm telling you now.
All right.
Not going to happen. Josh Duhamel and Fergie, things are just great between them, they say. I'm sure they are. After that stripper came out and said, your husband banged me, Fergie.
Yeah.
Chicks love that.
They do.
That makes the marriage even better when that happens. Apparently they are apart. She is in Berlin with, she's not in Berlin, the band. No, she's in the city, Berlin.
Come on, you're taking all the fun out of it.
With the Black Eyed Peas. And he's filming a new movie in Atlanta, Georgia. And she is standing by her man, she says, in wake of the allegations that he had sex with an exotic dancer there in Atlanta.
3,000 miles away?
Yeah. Things couldn't be better. Us Weekly says they are just A-OK. They are rock stars.
Fergie, you're a fugly bitch.
Wow.
Take it easy.
Wow. And lesbians in the news.
Yeah.
Stephanie Adams. She was a Playboy playmate. She shocked the world in 2004 when she came out of the closet and said, I'm a lesbian. I'm a playmate, but I'm also a lesbian. I'm the lesbian sex symbol of my generation. I want everyone to know I'm a lesbian. I'm sorry I did this pornography for men because men are bad, and I'm a lesbian. I love women. I'm a lesbian.
Make you want to go eat some tuna?
She said she's getting married to a dude. She's found a man and is now...
What happened to that story?
A loving, supportive, successful man. She's head over heels in love with a man. She's not a lesbian any longer.
I love fish tacos, but are they better than eating beef tacos?
Apparently not.
That's why chicks are great. They can just be lesbians or not. Just on a, just a flip a coin.
Yeah.
What am I today? I don't know. Am I lesbian? Yes. Tomorrow I may get married to a dude. Anything can happen.
Either way can work.
Anything can happen day when you're a woman.
It does seem like there are more bisexual women than bisexual men, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Well, it's so much more socially acceptable. A dude comes out and says, yeah, occasionally I sleep with a guy. He has a hard time finding buddies to go out and hang and watch the game with afterwards, after that announcement for some reason.
True.
Today's celebrity birthday is Russell Johnson, Gilligan's Island. He was the professor.
All right.
Him and the skipper used to get it on once in a while, speaking of bisexuals.
What?
Yeah. Look, it was
that confirmed?
Island. It's a lonely
island.
No
way.
What are you going to do? Mr. Howell? What are your options?
No.
Gilligan? He's a twink?
Well, there was
a man.
Marianne?
You need a man. They're not giving it up. You need a man. You and a skipper.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Come on, Psycho Mike's very excited right now.
Have they already made This Is Not Gilligan's Island XXX?
Oh, I think that was one of the first ones they did.
I think that was the first one.
Yeah. He is 85 years old today, the professor is.
Lives on an island, by the way, the professor does, in real life. I'm just saying, how curious is it that Russell Johnson, the professor of the Gilligan's Island, to this day continues to live on an island?
So you're saying...
Sadly, yes, it is on.
That he was on an island on the TV show.
Yes.
Right.
And in real life, he continues to this day to live on an island. I just find that curious, that's all.
You know, the cast of the Brady Bunch lived in a house? And to this day, everyone from that family who's still alive, they still live in houses.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Manic. Tracy Morgan from 30 Rock is 41 years old today. Actress Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy celebrates her 40th birthday. Jim Atkins. Ellen Pompeo getting hit with a chewy stick.
I'm afraid so.
That's
can't
rough.
Do anything about it.
Happy 40th, Ellen. Jim Adkins from Jimmy Eat World is 34 years old today. Brittany Murphy celebrates her 32nd birthday. Rapper Eve is 31. And Warren G celebrates his 39th birthday today. Oh, I thought that's what you guys were conspiring about
over
there.
Dude.
I guess not. I
got the life slapped out of me last hour.
That's cool. We're out of time. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat. 106.7.
Not sure why that happened. 106.7 K Rock is KROQ. It is 12 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Wow. Just
this
take
is the
it over.
What happened?
Bean Show. Kevin and I are going to step out to have a smoke. Neither one of us smoke, but we're going to start because we've got a half an hour off, ladies and gentlemen, because the Pitbull of Comedy, Bobby Slayton, has just made his way into the studio.
It's all yours, Bobby.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Am I on for that long? Holy cow. Hey, first of all, let me tell you, I was just telling you this off the air. I am excited to be here. Okay. You know, I quit Las Vegas, which we'll get to in a minute. You know, I know your listeners, your loyal listeners, a lot of them came to see me in Vegas. We went through that the last time. I thanked you.
Absolutely.
I was at Hooters. Then I went over to the Tropicana. And in September, we had this big back-to-school special. And I had said, anybody mentions Kevin and Bean, comes to my show, gets 2 foreign tickets. And there were a few dozen people, which is surprising because I've done a lot of radio shows. And so anyway, I quit Vegas. I've been back on the road. And there's so many Kevin and Bean type shows. Now, I say type. I don't mean you're the originals. But if you go on the road, you know, there's other comedy teams, other radio morning teams. And there's, you know, you have Bob and Tom in the Midwest. And I did Man Cow in Chicago and John DiBella in Philadelphia. Lanigan has been for 30 years in Cleveland. All great shows. And you go on their morning show and you plug the show. And people show up. But nobody shows up like the Kevin and Bean people.
Oh, really? That's cool.
And you know what?
So it has nothing to do with us. That's with our listeners.
Well, no, it's you and it's a combination. Like, okay, for example, if you do the Howard Stern show, what happens is, you know, you get lawyers and doctors that come to the show, but you got dozens and dozens of retards that will yell out his name.
Right.
You know? So you don't get it. It's mixed. It's a mixed bag.
I'd like to suggest that people start shouting out Kevin and Bean now then.
You know, at this point, with the economy the way it is, with this economic meltdown, this depression, whatever it is, the fact that anybody shows up, I'm happy.
Yeah.
And but in a few minutes, I want to plug the Showtime special I'm doing where people can come to see it in Orange County. But I realized this morning, coming in here, two reasons I love this show so much.
Right.
Number one, a minor thing, very minor. You know, Alex said to me, your producer, she said, you want a cup of coffee? You get like, people won't understand this, but radio station coffee makes airline coffee look like some celestial drink from outer space. Radio station coffee is famous for being crap.
Yeah.
You have this coffee bean. It's great coffee.
We actually have decent coffee
And I needed
now.
Coffee because I'm never awake on the radio.
That's true.
I needed
kind of a boost of adrenaline.
Yeah, by the way, I don't know if coffee tea, coffee bean, and tea leaf are sponsors of yours, but I want to say something very nice about them.
Okay.
I'm coming in this morning, and I need coffee. I'm sitting in traffic. I know I got to do radio. I didn't go to that Starbucks. I've had it already. I waited in line 20 minutes because, and they do this every holiday season. There's long enough of lines at Starbucks. Then there's gingerbread latte and eggnog espresso.
Oh, yeah, they
and
have
everybody
their
sits
stuff.
There with the double eggnog and the double, you know, and they have the little holiday drinks. And you know, here's what Starbucks
Why do you hate the holidays?
You have a line for coffee and you have a line for, you just call them homo drinks. You want a homo drink? And I, with all gay people, due respect, those are homo drinks. Yeah, women drink them, homos drink them, and guys, if, don't think they're homos, but are. If you're going to get an espresso latte with gingerbread or eggnog, go to the homo line and let me just get my coffee and get the hell out of here, okay?
They are more like desserts than they are actually coffee, though, with all the whipped cream and the sugar and everything you put in them, yeah.
But I put that in the suggestion box. You call it, you have to the homo line. Anyway, I realize why I love coming here.
Okay.
And I realize more than anything, and it's funny, when I walk in this studio, it's to see Ellie Mae, the traffic bro.
Lisa.
And I love
you.
Yeah,
there you go.
Ellie Mae. You do this all the time to me. I come in here, and I'm very happy about seeing Ellie Mae, the traffic bro.
Right.
And you got to correct me, it's Lisa Mae,
right.
The news broad.
No, I am not the traffic broad.
She's a traffic
broad. Usually you say the news broad, but you actually got it right.
I like
that.
Lisa's,
yeah. Okay.
Lisa's accepting broad because she just wants traffic instead of news.
Okay.
She's giving up on broad.
It's Bobby. I'm accepting broad.
Well, don't you do news too?
No, Ralph. Doc does news.
Oh, and then Ralph does that great updates with who's pregnant on Saved by the Bell.
Right, exactly.
Stuff we really need to know. That's really important stuff for your listeners.
Hey, absolutely.
Let's dumb the show down a little bit more. Not bad if you got Bean, now you got Ralph doing Saved by the Bell updates. But hey, it's your show. You do what you want. I'm here to raise it a notch.
Let's talk about your show because you're actually taping a Showtime special this Friday.
Yeah, you were shocked. Why were you so surprised when I said it? You go, is that the Showtime that I get?
Because it's a different Showtime. I felt like it must be some ghetto Showtime that you and your friends made up because I know how difficult it is to get a comedy special on one of these major networks anymore. They don't just give them out to everybody.
Well, not at HBO. Obviously, they do on Showtime. Yeah. Obviously, it's not that hard. No, you know what? Is that they're doing a bunch of specials for Comedy Central and Showtime. I got one of the Showtime ones, and it's an hour, and it's going to be material. I'm just going to... You know, Seinfeld did this. When he did his last special, he took his material and did a little thing where he buried it, because you know...
Retired it.
Yeah, because you know what's really hard? And I did an HBO half-hour special a few years ago. And I remember after I did that, I go, you can't keep doing this material. And I don't know, to be honest with you, some of these comics, you see Bill Maher, you see Dennis Miller, they'll do it, Lewis Black, they'll do an hour special, and I don't know if they have writers. I mean, I talk to these guys, I don't think I've ever asked them. And then, you know, a few months later, they have a whole new hour. It's not that easy.
An hour is a huge amount of material.
Unless you have a puppet, and then you get a show on Comedy Central immediately.
Sure.
If you have a puppet, and you can, you know, do, you know, that's
now,
why.
Are you going to retire all the material that you do on the Showtime
I'm
special?
I'm going to try to. I'm going to try to retire it. And then, you know, there's other things. There's more racist, sexist material I could come up with. There's so much material. Which, by the way.
You can make broad jokes.
Speaking of racist. You made a mistake. You know, this morning when I was coming in here, I said, you know, I always like to talk about new stuff on Kevin and Bean. And I put on the computer, and I actually printed this out, but you guys already discussed it.
Okay.
About the Korean woman.
Yes.
Passes a driver's test. You said on the 951st time.
Right.
It says here 950th. So it wasn't 951, it was a 950th, according to the Huffington Post.
Okay.
You said 951.
All right.
Now, what's interesting is that, and if people are just tuning in, I think, you know, that story was a Korean woman in South Korea took a driver's test, okay, let's just say 951 times.
Right.
She finally passed,
right.
And you guys are making fun of it.
Right.
I think you missed the point. The most Asian women, it takes them 1,000 times to pass. This woman's actually an overachiever.
No.
The fact that she did it in 951 tries.
We missed the angle of the story. It's so cute.
She's actually a prodigy.
She's brilliant. You show me an Asian woman that can pass under 1,000 times, you guys got to make fun. Why does a couple always have to be half empty to you people? I don't understand.
You're so negative.
We have to take a break. Bobby Slade is here, the Pitbull of Comedy. The Showtime special is going to be taped this Friday at the OC Pavilion in Santa Ana. You can get tickets, and I understand they're quite inexpensive, right, Bobby? On your website at BobbySlayton.com.
Well, they're $15, but if you go to BobbySlayton.com, it says put in the secret password, which tells you it's Pitbull. Big secret. Ooh, so you can crack that code, Hogan. And you get through that one, you know, yeah, it's like $7 to see my show.
That's awesome.
Wow. $7. All right. And then you can be part of the Showtime special. We'll take a quick break and come back more with our friend Bobby Slayton right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Our friend Bobby Slayton, the Pitbull of Comedy, is in our studio right now. If you're listening to us in Southern California, you can catch Bobby at the John Lovitz Comedy Club at Universal City Walk at the end of the month. But I think the better bet is this Friday at the OC Pavilion in Santa Ana. Because if you're doing the Showtime special this Friday night, I think you're going to be bringing it. I don't think you're going to suck this Friday night.
Well, you know what's going to... Well, I'm not going to suck when I play Love It's... By the way, and if you don't live in Southern California, you know what I want to say? You know, have you guys been to that Universal City Walk?
Yes.
Have you been? You know what? I never wanted to go there. I went there when my daughter was little, and it was the summertime, and it was horrible. And I went there the other night to go see the club. John Lovitz, a comedian, actually opened up this club. He's there every Wednesday night. Funny but retarded. And he said, give me a plug on the radio. I go, I'll tell people you're very funny, but you really are retarded. And that's what I have. That's a good review. Anyway, so I go there, and you know what? If you go there during the week, and you go there, and there's nobody there. They have great restaurants. It's a really cool place.
Right.
As long as the tourists are there. Nobody knows that, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I've lived here for years. Never thought, hey, let's go to Universal City Walk. But it's cool. I like it. They got Jamba Juice. They got movie theaters. Just like a real town.
See what happens, Bobby, when you get out of the house once in a while? You find out there's a big, wonderful world out there.
Out of the house and out of Vegas.
By the way, I'm going to say that again. You know, let me just get this out of the way. If you go to the John Lovitz Comedy Club Thanksgiving weekend, Friday, Saturday, and you go to the box office, and I'm going to do that again. Mention Kevin and Bean. They are not endorsing me. They're not getting anything. They are getting no kickbacks, as far as I know. Mention Kevin and Bean, and they'll give you 2-for-1 tickets. But anyway.
Oh, great.
But can't we work out special. Some kind of a deal where we get some kind of kickback? I mean, is that a foregone conclusion?
I knew he was going to say that. I thought that was going to come from Bean and not you, Kevin. I thought Bean would have said that. If you want a kickback, let's see how we do.
Okay.
See how many people let's see how many people mention Kevin and Bean, and then I'll get you a John Lovitz t-shirt.
Okay.
I'll get you the movie Rat Race. I'll get something from him. Okay. The John Lovitz gift pack.
Now, what happened in Vegas? You were there. You were happy. You were away from your wife.
You
everything
tan.
Was good.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was just, oh, God. You know, here's what happened in Vegas. So, you know, I'm playing at the Tropicana Hotel, and it was a real rundown joint. They're trying to fix it up, and they said...
I haven't been to the Tropicana in 10 years, probably. I mean, there's so many other places to go. Why would you ever go to that place?
Well, I went there because they offered me a showroom.
Of course. I'm not saying you, but I'm saying...
Which, by the way, I think I told you the last time I was on, there was a Bobby Slayton room. They couldn't call it the Bobby Slayton Theater, and they couldn't call it the Bobby Slayton Showroom.
Why?
Because in Vegas, the union is so tough that if it's called theater... Then all of a sudden you need like 4 union stage hands. If you call it a showroom, you need 2 light guys, you need 2 curtain guys, you need a guy to hold the curtain guy's hand while this guy does that. It's unbelievable, and nobody can make a living. That's why in a lot of the shows in Vegas, and I love the union. I mean, I'm in a union, but what happened in Vegas is some of the shows were doing not that well in this economy, and they wanted recorded music. But it's the same thing happened on Broadway, that you can't have recorded music because then the musicians union, so you need 5 violinists, and you got the cello,
right.
And then you need this curtain guy, and he's got to, so you need this whole, and by the time you pay your expenses. So anyway, the bottom line was they called it the Bobby Slayton room, and the Tropicana was going to, the hotel was going to get all fixed up when I opened up in May.
Was it just a regular hotel room? Like, you just went to, like, 112, and it was, Bobby Slayton was there doing comedy?
That's right. But people would sit on the bed. This is how bad things are. But we'd crack open the mini bar, and I'd charge them the same price that I paid for the mini bottles.
All right.
And people would sit from the... And if people got bored from my show, they could watch TV in the other room. It was a sweet house.
That seems nice.
Can I finish my story?
Sorry.
Anyway, so they had the Bobby Slayton room, and it was a beautiful room. I wish you guys would have seen it. I collected all this whole Vegas memorabilia. I hung it up myself. I mean, great stuff since the 50s. Because the Tropicana was one of the last joints around besides the Riviera and Sahara. It's still standing from the old days, and I don't think anything's changed since the old days.
That's true.
Except the mob doesn't own it anymore, which also sucks. So anyway, I have the room, and my friend Anthony Cools, who does a show in town, put up all these billboards around town. Everything was going fine. Things were looking good. A new guy came in and bought the Tropicana and decided they want to rewrite my contract. You can't fight. Even though I have a contract, they said, well, fight us. They pretty much said to me, well, sue us.
Right.
You really can't sue a Vegas casino. I mean, if you
trip... lawyers for days.
Oh, my God. They have the deepest pockets. They'll have arbitrators and litigators. And, you know... I could have bought it out of my contract. They could have bought me out for $75,000. By the time I went to court, I went back to Vegas and fought it for a year and paid a lawyer and got blackballed from Vegas. And people say you don't get blackballed, but you do.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get a job at another casino. But here's the funny part. So the guy that comes in to buy the Tropicana, I don't think I'm going back there so quickly, so screw him. This dickhead comes in. He buys the Tropicana. He says, we're going to fix this place up because every casino, I mean, you look with the water fountains and the volcanoes and people know Vegas.
Right.
You know, these multi-million dollar shows and Rod Stewart's across the street. So he decides, we're going to make this place really hip. We're going to bring the Tropicana back to its former glory. And what do? They're bringing Wayne Newton. Oh, that, you don't get any hipper than that, ladies and gentlemen. And Wayne Newton, his show opens up. Now, Wayne, from what I hear, can't get work in Vegas because he can't sing anymore. I mean,
really?
10 years ago.
How many years was he the king in Vegas? I mean, 10, 15 years he was literally the best act there?
I think it was like Mayor Bloomberg. I think he only had three terms. I think it's two terms, and then he, I think, reapplied for King.
And I've always thought he sucked as a singer.
Well, what's interesting is I just Googled his name, and in 2001, Mike Weatherford, the reviewer, said Wayne has pretty much lost his voice. That's almost 10 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So now his new show, I hear he kind of warbles and talks. He sings like, he sounds like me now. And he, Dr. Shane, he goes through three songs that he can't sing.
Right.
And he has a whole big stage production of his life. So, you know what? God bless the Tropicana. God bless Wayne Newton. But I'm out of there. And I'm back on the road doing what I do. And, you know, these people just keep popping up. You know, by the way, there was another thing in the, on the news today, which maybe you mentioned, you might have mentioned this. I don't know if you're talking about this today. You know, some people that just won't go away is Wayne Newton, the Octomom. Do you see her? She was in the paper today. This woman wants to open now a daycare center, okay? Now, her theory is the Octomom. If I open a daycare center, I already have 19 kids, and I love kids. Why not have more kids and keep an eye on them? Now, my whole point is, and we've talked about this to death, but here's this woman, the Octomom, who can't watch her own children. Now she wants to be responsible for a dearth load of other people's children. That's like giving your dog to an Asian couple for a weekend. You know? Do you want to do that? Do you want to leave your dog with a Chinese family? Do you want to leave your children with the Octomom? It's just not right. Oh, boy. Me drive faster.
Bobby, but we've learned on this show that words can hurt, so please be very careful.
By the way, if you want to see how words can hurt, you know, people say to me, you asked me before what I'm going to do in my Showtime special.
Yes.
You know, here's the thing. You see all these comedians that are, you know, and I'm not bringing anything that new to the table, but I'm going to do stuff that people are kind of, I'm not saying afraid to do, but, you know, my wife, for example, said, you're going to do all those jokes about me. They're all stereotypes about women. I said, they're stereotypes, but they're based on you, and they're all true. You know, but what's amazing to me, when you see these words, you know, the F word, the N word, the C word, these horrible words that women comics, gay comics, Kathy Griffin, whatever she is, you know, Mexican comics, black comics can all use these terms and these words and say these things. And, you know, it's like women comics, and I have nothing against them, but I've seen at least a half a dozen of them doing jokes about how men, like, never ask for directions. It's a stereotypical joke. And women, I don't know about you, Ellie Mae, the news broad, but I'm sorry.
We're back to that.
Lisa Mae, the traffic broad. Okay. No, I don't know, but you know, women find it so funny how men never ask for directions. And you talk to women, and they sit around, and it's something that's not funny because it's not based on fact. The bottom line is this. You'll never see a guy ask for directions when you're in the car, because if you're in the car, chances are we're going someplace we don't want to get to. If I get Super Bowl tickets, you know, baseball tickets, U2 tickets, I know how to get there. I got it mapped out a week in advance like a bank heist. I know where to park, where to go, how to get in, how to get out, where to pee.
It's just stalling?
So when
that's
you're
what
with
you
women,
doing?
You'd just rather drive around than actually get to where they want to go.
If I'm going to your mother's house for Christmas, damn, I missed the exit. We'll see her next year. By the time I turn around, we get up the exit. Thanksgiving's 11 months away. We'll see her next year.
Excellent point.
But
there you go.
Of course it is. And it's
did we not know this?
Because there's a lot of things you don't know. And this is why I'm not the pit bull of comedy. I'm more like the doctor of comedy. And if you come to my show at the OC Pavilion and you go to my website, BobbySlane.com, and you buy tickets, you see a lot of stuff. My wife said to me, you're not going to do those Arab jokes, are you? And I said, well, maybe I shouldn't. Maybe. And if I do them, there could be a backlash. And
right.
I just call Salman Rushdie. He has a guest room. He said I could stay over. He'll hide me out in the basement like Anne Frank. And I'll stay under there for a year or two until we figure out this muscle problem. Or whatever it is. And
it's a win-win.
Wait. Let me say this right now, because I don't want you guys getting calls. Muslims are not all bad people. You can't judge a book by 800 million bad apples. Okay, whatever.
Showtime special tapes this Friday at the OC Pavilion in Santa Ana. Go to BobbySlayton.com for details. And Thanksgiving weekend, doing some stand-up at the John Levitt Comedy Club at Universal City Walk. You can call 818-824-6545 at the box office, by the way. 2-for-1 Kevin and Bean deal if you mention this show. So says Bobby Slayton.
Yes, I'm telling you right now, Kevin and Bean.
All right.
Wait, can I add one more quick thing?
Yes.
You can say, Ellie Mae, the traffic broad sent me. And don't even mention Kevin
really?
Bean. I promise you. I'm going to call the club now and make sure that works.
Ellie
Mae, the traffic broad.
I'm so proud.
It's okay. Relax, baby. It's okay.
Thank you, Bobby.
Thanks, Bobby.
For the SS, Edmund Fitzgerald was launched back in 1958. It was named after Edmund Fitzgerald.
Wait, am I already being played off in the first 3 seconds of the Edmund Fitzgerald coverage?
Yes!
Today's the 34th anniversary of the sinking of the Mighty Fitz. We're doing our yearly tribute, Ralph.
We're not doing anything like that.
No!
Mighty Fitz?
No!
We aren't doing anything.
Mighty Fitz. That stings. I gotta tell you, that one cuts deep right there. All right, if you'd rather do the showbiz beat instead, I guess we can do that.
Rather do anything.
Yeah, it's not just me. It's the world that would prefer that. Have you seen the new I'd Rather Go Naked Than Wear Fur poster from PETA?
Yep, I have.
Features an actress named Christian Serratos, who apparently
is one of Bella's friends in the Twilight saga?
Well, why isn't she Bella?
Well, that's my question is, Twilight, why are you hiding your light behind a bushel here when you got Christian Serratos as a cast member and you keep pushing Mumbles McLesbian to the forefront telling us that she's the star of your movie?
Giggity, giggity.
We don't need to focus on the patchouli-smelling broad. We need the smoking hot girl with the amazing freaking ass who's standing in the forest in this poster as your star. What the hell are you thinking? Let's see.
Start your boners.
We got the amazingly hot girl as one of her friends. No, where's the scrawny, flat, ugly broad? Let's make her the star. Let's make her Bella.
She's not ugly, but...
The hell she's not.
Not to me, but not compared to this girl. Yeah, I know. I agree with whatever that noise was.
Just continues to be the badness of Twilight. Just continues. She's in the movie somehow, apparently.
Yeah.
She is hot.
Inexplicable.
Yeah.
DMX?
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you guys heard or not, but he was scheduled to fight in a mixed martial arts battle against fighter Eric Martinez.
Yeah, Eric.
On December the 12th in Jefferson, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
DMX has pulled out of the fight.
Say why?
Apparently he did not, according to his manager, want to get his ass kicked.
Is that the real reason given?
It does not say why he backed out here, I can only assume. Actually, wait a minute. It does say here. This is funny. The event promoter and management agreed that DMX was scheduled to win the boxing challenge.
What?
According to his manager, but turns out they didn't. The other fighter would not adhere to this request.
He wouldn't agree that DMX could win?
Yes.
Well at what level are they fighting this? I mean, is this an amateur bout or something? Or
no, it's for the title.
Or is it sanctioned by somebody? I mean, who's throwing this?
It's for a belt.
Was it celebrity boxing? What was it?
It was just an event. Trying to make some money off an event.
All right, just checking.
Anyway, DMX is backed out because the guy wouldn't agree to let him win, basically.
That's awesome.
So you know who's taking his place?
Who?
Guess who's stepping in?
Jose Canseco.
Nope.
Danny Bonaduce.
Nope. Better.
Carey Prejean.
Coolio.
Coolio!
Yeah. Coolio stepping in. Step into the ring to see how he fares on September 12th in Jefferson, Alabama. This match will not be fixed, swear promoters. Okay. So prepare for the worst and say goodbye to Coolio. If you know him, you might want to check in.
I don't want to see Coolio get beat up.
He may not see Christmas, so send him a bunch of cards now like that kid in Detroit.
This is such a weird thing where the lowest level celebrities now can go out there and fight. That's what they're reduced to now.
People like seeing fighting.
Yeah. I guess.
Great news from TMZ.com today. Very funny story about the guy who was extorting David Letterman.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who brought all this information to light about him having sex with all his female staffers.
Who's the ex-boyfriend of the...
This is the ex-boyfriend of one of the women David Letterman was having an affair with.
Right.
His lawyer has stepped up in court today and asked the judge to dismiss the extortion charges against his client, Robert Halderman.
Based on...
Saying that, wait for this, it wasn't extortion, it was just a pure commercial transaction. He was just trying to sell the exclusive screenplay rights to his screenplay to David Letterman. Sure, that screenplay happened to be about how David Letterman was banging all of his assistants.
That's for real? That's like...
That's their angle. Yeah.
That's his defense.
Wow, that's dumb.
Yeah, apparently...
Because he wanted $2 million to not go public with it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But he said he was selling the screenplay for $2 million to David Letterman, who was an interested party in the screenplay. It just so happened to be a coincidence that the storyline was about David Letterman having sex.
But it wasn't blackmail at all.
No. It was a pure commercial transaction.
Well, I misunderstood it then.
Yes, you did.
Huh. I wasn't trying to rob the 7-Eleven. I was trying to exchange the money in the register for me pointing a gun at you. That's all. It was just a commercial transaction.
It's a bullets for cash program.
Right.
You believe in the rumor that Chris Martin's having an affair with Kate Bosworth?
I don't.
According to Star Magazine, Chris was seen blatantly kissing Kate Bosworth at a concert and didn't seem to care who saw. That's according to the magazine.
I don't think I buy that either.
I don't either. He's a very private dude, and if he was going to have an affair, it would be with a dude. Let's face it.
No, I don't think we're saying that at all.
Let's face it. We're not saying that a bit.
Oh,
let's face it. Come on, people.
We are saying that when he was with his wife, he wouldn't. show any affection.
Yeah, they used to leave.
You know what I mean?
Like, they used to leave events and buildings separately so the paparazzi couldn't get photos of them together.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that he's now going to change and just start making out with some
chick. Macking out in the balcony of some show over at the Trube.
Yeah, we both know.
Watching the
Meat Surprise?
Yeah, Meat Surprise.
Yeah, they're good.
Jonas Brothers had to cancel a show over the weekend.
Ooh.
Yeah. Apparently, Nick picked up an Nick picked up an upper respiratory infection.
Oh, Nick Jonas is so cute.
Band was scheduled to play in Zurich, Switzerland on Saturday, but they had to cancel because Nick just couldn't get any air into his lungs. something jammed in his windpipe.
What? There's another happy thought.
I'm just saying, apparently he had trouble breathing.
Oh, I see.
A lot of gagging and sputtering. It's all they heard coming from Nick's room, so they figured he had some sort of infection.
They're just guessing by the sound?
They were guessing from what they heard coming from behind the door. That there must have been some sort of respiratory infection because he seemed to have a hard time drawing in air.
I see.
Is what you lie!
I'm just saying.
You are just saying.
In my
and Ralph is a doctor, for folks who don't know that.
That's
so he's
right.
He's qualified to make that guess.
I was
hey,
on Doogie Howser.
Jonas Brothers assholes!
Come on. Why are you coming down on the Jonas Brothers? The Joe Bros. Today's celebrity birthday is Russell Johnson. He played the professor on Gilligan's Island way back in the day. One of the great TV shows of all time, really.
Oh, yeah.
One of the great characters, too.
Not really.
But not really
but we all love it. Not one of the great TV shows
no,
ever.
God, no.
It's amazing how much we all love that show, and when you watch it, really how bad it is and was.
It's Saved by the Bell of a different generation.
It really is.
Everyone who watched it loved it, and you can't get enough of it, but it's crap.
You know, I think it benefited from coming up in an era when there were only three or four television stations. And so,
sure. No options.
They needed, when it came time to rerun shows, they just needed product, and we all watched Gilligan's Island over and over and over again. Not so much anymore.
No.
I'm also going to throw out, and this may be a stretch, but I was thinking about this earlier today, is that the professor was the Dr. Drew of his day, in that all the guys dug him and wanted to hang out with him because he seemed like a cool guy. All the ladies thought he was dreamy. He was always, like, super smart and upbeat and positive, and everybody just dug that dude. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, Beans had a little man crush on the professor.
Yes. I'm just saying, a lot of the same things that people say about Dr. Drew today is how people felt about the professor on Gilligan.
Yeah, I also felt that Dr. Drew, like the professor, didn't take advantage of all the hot punani he could have gotten.
Yeah, right, that's true. Same sort of thing. Yeah, he seemed like he was safe, yet, you know, you couldn't figure out why because he was better than you.
Wow. Bean loves the professor.
He sure does.
Who knew?
Sinbad is 53 years old today. Comedian and actor Sinbad. Ladies and gentlemen, Sinbad.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you guys didn't have Sinbad on your show at some point. Or
oh, I'm sure we did.
Sure we did.
I'm sure we did.
You know, all the bad comedians from the 80s and 90s.
We had all the bad everything.
Mackenzie Phillips from One Day at a Time, and also, of course, that new book where she details her decade-long relationship with her father that creeped us all out.
Yeah.
She's 50 years old. Tracy Morgan from 30 Rock is 41. Ellen Pompeo from Grey's Anatomy is 40 years old today. Jim Atkins from Jimmy Eat World is 34. Brittany Murphy celebrates her 32nd birthday. Rapper Eve is 31. And Warren G. Rapper Warren G. celebrates his 39th birthday today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
See ya, Kevin Abeen Show. Tomorrow morning on an all-new program, we have Jay Moore.
What?
Funny man Jay Moore will be on the program.
We have Gary Unmarried?
Yes, we do.
Wow!
We also have Mr. Skin, who we worship.
Yeah. There it
is. Best person in the world ever.
He's got his Skin Cyclopedia Volume 2 out.
Yeah.
And, I bet that's interesting.
That book is skin famous.
Man.
Wow.
I'm already tired of him. We haven't even started talking to him yet. We have, I think Psycho Mike and I are going to go ambush Harvey Levin today. I'm tired.
Finally.
Of this. He's got the Terry Prejean video. He's not showing it to anybody. He's not put it on the website. He's got to have it stashed
worst
somewhere.
Worst mistake
right?
of her life, she says now, by the way, making that video. Really? That's the worst thing you've ever done? I would beg to differ.
So I think we're going to go down there. We're going to just, we're going to discover where it is. We're going to bring it back for the world. That's our goal.
Hey, Harvey should respect that tact, by the way, following somebody with a camera that doesn't want to talk to you, right?
Yep. That's right.
You're right.
Can get a little of his own medicine.
Kevin and Mike, the great white porn hunters. We're going to go out there. We're going to bag it. We're going to bring it back.
So that's tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Don't go away, though. 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music from our friend Cat Corbett coming up next, including a great song from Green Day called East Jesus Nowhere. We also have Kings of Leon on the way, Slightly Stupid, Weezer, New Pearl Jam, and more right after this on K-Rock.